Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. It is my pleasure once again to welcome each and every one of you, regardless of where you are on the face of this very planet, to yet another edition of Radio Biafra Live Transmission, our PM edition. On this very day, the 13th day of December in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time now standing very close to 6 minutes past 8 p.m. here in Biafra land, the same number of minutes past 7 p.m. in London, and also 6 minutes past the top of the hour, wherever you are on the face of this very planet, across the entire range of the 24 time zones, across every longitudinal line and latitudinal line, crisscrossing the face of the earth, there are people listening to Radio Biafra at this very moment, because here they understand the essence of what it means to pursue our freedom. They understand the importance of liberty. Here we have come to pay homage to the sacrifice, not just of Biafran soldiers, but of every living being who ever rose up against tyranny, against oppression, against injustice, for everybody that rose up to challenge the inequality in society. This is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you, as always, from the bosom of Biafra land, where this very day, this very gospel will be preached from this platform, the way we have always done from time gone by. That is what we will continue to do until Biafra comes and beyond. And in pursuit of this very noble cause, we have sworn our lives to remain upright at all times, to remain incorruptible that the devil may be shamed, to remain whiter than white and whiter than snow, to do things that others could not possibly do, to make things happen that men only dream about, to ensure the restoration of the full sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra, and in so doing, ensure the presence of the kingdom of heaven upon the face of this very earth. This is Radio Biafra. Must welcome you wherever you are. Therefore, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Especially our beloved Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world, who, for some of them, I hastily add, some, not all of them, Biafra is the key to dignity. Biafra is the key to honor. Biafra is the key to success in life. Anything you are doing that hasn't got Biafra around it, it is very, very vacuous. It is empty. It is devoid of any meaning. There is no way you can derive anything sensibly joyful from it. Therefore, to us, Biafra is our religion. Biafra is much more than the pursuit of the liberty and freedom of a people within a clearly defined and specified geopolitical space. Biafra is about the restoration of the dignity of man upon the face of this very earth. That is why here on this very platform, as in keeping with our traditional way of life, we do not discriminate. Here, everybody, man and woman, are born equal before the laws of heaven and that of man on this very earth. We appear equal before God because we never had any kings, and we will not have one in the new Biafra. People will decide how they wish to run their lives. Biafra will forever remain a republic. Wherever you are, I must welcome you. And as I do so, I will also encourage you to tell people around you. Sometimes we are slightly lazy. Sometimes we fail to do what is right. Sometimes we love to be reminded of things we are meant to be doing in the first place. Therefore, I will remind you this very evening, tell your friends and your family. Inbox them on Facebook rather than inboxing rubbish. I will ask you to please tweet as well if you can. Use Twitter, use WhatsApp, use BlackBerry, use text messages and also emails. Tell them that Radio Biafra is on. Tell them they may not like everything that we say, but that this is compulsive listening we present to the whole world. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. Everybody bar none, unless you don't have access to the media, unless you can't afford to buy data, unless you have no decoder, unless you are outside the coverage area of CHK 97.6, unless you are somebody who is not interested in understanding why he or she is so wretched and why they inhabit the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. That is why we are here to educate, to enlighten, to inform, to help all of us acquire knowledge. In the same process, we become enlightened enough to seek what is rightfully ours, and that is our freedom. That is exactly what we're here to do, and that is what we will do. When the barrister himself is able to do so, I know he will not hesitate to join me. But in the interim, should you wish to contact Radio Biafra when our lines open, the numbers remains the same. It is 0805-909-8137. I repeat, 0805-909-8137. And all listeners on CHK 97.6, we welcome each and every one of you to this very platform. Tell your friends it is not very difficult anymore. No more excuses of there is no light. Now all you need is just your battery inside your radio 97.6, and you are listening to this very, very, very glorious radio station. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over this very planet, the commander of all Hallowu forces, and I must say I am indeed privileged to be commanding these men under our central command. Very, very credible. And as I said to them today, you will surpass your fathers and your grandfathers. I said it before that the army of Biafra will represent something quite exceptional in the history of modern warfare. And given the level and the quality of the people that we have right now, given their dedication to duty and patriotism, I have no doubt whatsoever that this zoo will come to an end very, very soon. We commend each and every one of them. I also happen to be the director of Radio Biafra. Therefore, I am only here by the grace of heaven and not that of earth. I have been summoned by Chukwu Abiama to serve these people, and I shall do so. I shall do so because Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come. not man. That is why this work will be done. That is why by his grace I do what I do. And also a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Wherever you are, I will welcome you personally. Wherever you are, I will ask you to have one quality. You must imbibe it and retain it all the time. You must be indefatigable. You must continue regardless of the challenges, regardless of the odds. That is how you become baptized in the fire of Biafra restoration. That is the only way that you can be deemed worthy to serve Chukwu Abiama through Biafra. Somebody who goes through incalculable adversity and you emerge victorious on the other side, because any battle we go into, we always win. Do you know why we win? Because we are relentless. We are indefatigable. We are honest. We are truthful. We are transparent. People can understand us, those who are also truthful enough to come close to observe what we do. They will understand that as long as you are resolute, as long as you are truthful, as long as your hands are clean and your conscience very clear, there is no battle you will not win. I said we win every battle, both temporal and spiritual. There is no battle we do not win. And you must continue to remain resolute. I said 100 men. 100, not 1 million. 100 men, and we are gone. We are free as a people. This is a land where truth no longer reigns. This is a land where almost everybody you encounter is afraid of the next person. The level of cynicism, the level of doubt, the lack of trust is debilitating. Very, very debilitating. That is why we must redouble our effort. That is why I said before that the restoration of Biafra is loaded with many, many pitfalls. There are many, many challenges to overcome. One of them is fatigue. Because this work is enormous. It drains you mentally and physically. It drains you. But we continue to do our work. At least I'm not the one doing the driving. Brachimeze does. And I thank him for all the work he does for his country, for his dedication, his devotion, spending his own money as well to ensure that his country becomes free. I salute his courage and that of Chidebere as well. He's working very, very hard. And also of Chibeziwala. And also of our dear brother Tadeus, whom we were with yesterday. I wasn't able to present the program yesterday because we traveled to Mbano. We went to go and see the people there. The reception was exceptional. Exceptional. People are primed and they are ready. All that is missing is the final ingredient in the jigsaw, which is the weapons that we need to make sure we shut this place down as quickly as possible next year. This is Radio Biafra. I welcome you. Always welcome those around you. If you wish to join us, the number to call remains 08059098137. I repeat, +44 for those of you calling from outside the Zoological Republic, +234 or 0024 8059098137. That is our studio line here. We are also on +44 208 133 9976. I repeat, +44 208 133 9976. Our Skype lines are also open for the benefit of those of them who wish to come to us via that very platform. It is always Radio Biafra, all one word, Radio Biafra, and also Radio Biafra 1. I repeat, Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. This is your radio station. This is your platform. This is your number one choice. Anywhere you are, we are coming to you live and we are direct. This is the only place where you can call from one country and you are assured that your voice will reverberate right across the length and breadth of this very earth. We are growing exponentially as always, and we continue to attract genuine, hard-working, honest, patriotic, die-hard Biafrans, not the fake ones. There are too many fake things about, like trying to enter into an agreement with anybody here is like pulling teeth. Even those of them I never believed will lie and cheat. They also disappointed me. Here, and I'm not talking about abroad, I'm saying here on the ground. Very, very disappointing. Extremely disappointing. But our work continues. We are ceaseless in our pursuit of justice and righteousness. We are adamant that Chukwu Abiama's promise must be kept. That is why we will not fail to worship him, praise him, lift his name up, magnify, exalt, and adore him, and his wonderful presence and glory, now and forever, because every honor should belong to Chukwu Abiama. The only entity worthy of praise is Chukwu Abiama, nothing more, nothing less. Any other thing is idolatry. Only Chukwu Abiama is worthy of praise. For those of you who do not know, if you're joining us for the very first time, Chukwu Abiama is what we Biafrans call God. The white man calls the creator of the heavens and the earth God. His name is Chukwu Abiama. That's his proper name. Or Jehovah, if you so wish. This is Radio Biafra. We must welcome you. Until the barrister joins me, I will not hesitate to go forth to bring to the attention of humanity our news headlines today and accompanying news summary. Once again, this is Radio Biafra broadcasting on CHK 97.6 FM here in Biafraland. We are also online at www.radiobiafra.co. We are also on TuneIn. You can either download TuneIn app or you can also access them via www.tunein.com. We are on radioforest.net. We are on IPOB.org. We are also on rblworld.tv. We are also on Biafra Television. In fact, if you are lost, just go to Google, key in Radio Biafra, and as they say, the rest will be history before your eyes. We are the largest indigenous broadcaster in the whole world. We have millions upon millions of people listening to us, more than any other indigenous broadcaster with similar sized budgets. There is nowhere on earth it happens. We are the largest. Radio Biafra London on Facebook is the largest collection of people in one place discussing the same issue anywhere in cyberspace. Therefore, Radio Biafra London is also number one in the whole world. Bar none. Bar none. All of you, wherever you are, across the length and breadth of Biafra land, listening to Radio Biafra via CHK 97.6, we welcome you. Go and tell those around you to also dust away their old transistor radios. Go to their FM. We are there and we are broadcasting live and direct. We are very, very hopeful that by next week, Benin to Onitsha will join this family. On FM, Benin to Onitsha will be able to join us. We are relentless. People don't understand what we mean by relentlessness. We never ever stop. We have come here to work, and that is exactly what we are doing. It's either Biafra comes or we die. One of the two must happen. Either we get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. Either Biafra comes or the zoo will cease to exist the way we know it. We don't intend to retreat, not one inch, nor surrender. People may come and yap about Biafra. Biafra, I'm a liberator fighter or liberation, whatever rubbish they call it. And after 2-3 days, you fall by the wayside because you don't have it in you. Biafra is spiritual. Biafra is not what you do for some guy to get. No, not at all. Biafra is either you are born with it or you are not. The devil will come. It will try its best, but can never prevent us from doing what we are doing. It is impossible. Here, Biafra will come. Because we are truthful. We are honest. We are relentless without fear before our enemies. We speak the truth and damn the consequences of it. Why we do what we do is because of those who cannot afford to feed properly. Those who are hungry. Those who can't afford hospital bills, those of them who have been ensnared and enslaved in the Pentecostal mentality of always expecting miracles, therefore perpetuating the ignorance prevalent in society. We are here to cure all these diseases. I ain't our God here, but we cure diseases here. First of all, we give you common sense, make it possible for an average black person to be able to reason like a human being and not an animal. That is the work of Radio Biafra. And we are doing it exceptionally well. That is why white, black, young or old, everybody, male, female, all over the world, from the pampas of Argentina to the steppes of Russia, everywhere people are tuned into Radio Biafra. Do you know why? Because there is no university greater than this anywhere on this earth. If you come here, you learn things that you, in a billion years, your university or higher institution of learning can never teach you. That is why we are special. That is why the world listens to Radio Biafra, because we are unique. We are very, very unique. You know, getting charas in LOCC, da. Those of them who grew up in the village like I did will understand that. But mind you also, in my village there are roads and cars do drive on them. This is Radio Biafra. Believe it or not, our headline this day, no monkey is missing. This is a news headline. I'm not joking. It has been reported that no monkey is missing according to corporation officials. There is no monkey going astray. Believe it or not, that is a news headline. I will bring you the entire detail during the summary phase of our news presentation this very evening. We are reporting on this day, September the 13th, with the time standing very, very close to 25 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening, that I can report, according to the news they put out, that no monkey is missing, according to corporation official. This is true. I'm not joking. No monkey is missing, according to a news headline this evening. And also, a committee have sat to recommend measures to crash airfares and multiple charges by airlines. Most of you don't know this. I told you they listen to Radio Biafra, don't they? How many days was it ago that I said that to fly from Abuja to Owerri is more expensive than flying from London to Athens? It didn't take long, did it? This is proof that everybody listens to Radio Biafra. Everybody is listening to Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. We are live on the air and this is Radio Biafra. We are live and direct. Committee recommends measures to crash airfares and multiple charges by airlines. Who says people don't listen? When I tell you that Jonathan listens to Radio Biafra, do you believe me? How many days ago did I say on air that it is criminal and evil to charge people three times what it would take you to travel from London to Athens, nearly 4 hours flight? For only 45 minutes flight, you pay quadruple what you pay to travel to Athens. And today, a committee has recommended that they reduce airfares. And people say Radio Biafra is not phenomenal. Of course we are. Of course we are. We know that. And that is why Biafra will come. We tell you in advance that Biafra is coming. Not then you go and attach yourself somewhere and you say it's because of what you did. No, it is not. It's because of IPOB, Indigenous People of Biafra, what they are doing collectively all over the world. They are the only people with men in camp training to free them. We are the only ones with a presence, a credible presence at the UN, the only people to attend United Nations meeting, the only people to remember our dead, the only people to build a cenotaph. We are the only people here on the ground propagating this very gospel. Do you see how we shut up Yoruba people? We halted them, the advance. Only Radio Biafra. We stopped them. Since then, have they been insulting you? The answer is no. We have done so much, and with your help, we will continue to do so much in time to come. We are not into buying and selling here, so sometimes the result is not quite apparent. Come away, Tonton and Lunumerendanda. Sometimes when you sit back and reflect and say, what have they actually achieved? You will know that some of you cannot, at least in their new, you can't do it. What you've achieved, you can never replicate it. It's impossible. because Chukwu Abiyama is where we derive our strength from. For all the way from heaven, not of this very earth. Committee recommends, in line with what Radio Biafra broadcasts, that measures to crush airfares, multiple charges by airlines, should commence. They listen to us and they implement. Another proof. People think we are here to joke. Of course we are not. There is news doing the rounds, which people sometimes get excited over. This is the zoo. Anybody can plant news anywhere. They say Norway sells warship, combat boost, ex-militant leader Tompolo. Where is he going to pack it? I ask people. This is like telling me to go and meet a general overseer, and Biafra will come. I know it is not possible. I know that Biafra can only come through sheer hard work and sacrifice. Not mere wishful thinking. This is another piece of news that is more or less wishful thinking. It is impossible for Norway to sell a frigate to a single individual. It is not conceivable. This is Radio Biafra. The zoo, they don't have any warship. Do you know that? The biggest class they have is NNS Aradu. Ask them, where is it? Ask Nigeria Navy, where is NNS Aradu? They will tell you. It's not even in service. And NNS Aradu is not even a warship. It's a Class C coast cutter used by United States Coast Guard. It is not actually a warship. People don't know this. But when you see Nigerian Navy in white and white, you think, hey, this Navy. Like near Owerri. Today, they went for Navy recruitment exercise. And there is no ocean or warship nearby. The closest you can come to a ship is the one, the small one they molded and put, they fabricated and put in front of their gate. That's Navy for you, only in the zoo. This is Radio Biafra. Boko Haram have failed, or has failed rather. We will see their end, says Buhari. Of course, Boko Haram is a step closer, because Buhari have now assured them, don't worry, I'm going to win. You can scale back your operations and wait until they declare Jonathan the winner, and then you can come up again. For now, don't worry, I have the primaries. We are going to win. And in that same vein, the end has come for Boko Haram, according to Yedepo, the Yoruba man. They have come again, because the vice presidential slot has gone to Yoruba people. Yoruba will vote for APC. Awosa will vote for APC. Therefore, APC will win. That is the permutation. Therefore, this Oyedepo of a man have now come in to say, Boko Haram is coming to an end, because he knows that Buhari will tell them to stop fighting. And they will stop fighting. That is how they fritter away your money and lie to you all the time. Oil sinks below $63 per barrel to its, in fact, it's the lowest in over 5 years. $63 per barrel. I wish it can go down to $0 per barrel. We had to give it away for free. So there will be no need for one Nigeria. The only reason why Nigeria exists is because of oil. And in Afghanistan, Taliban killed 12 landmine clearers and 2 NATO troops. These are the people, this is the type of ideology that Jonathan is telling me that they're going to defeat. An ideology that fought USA to a standstill. Despite all their gear, despite all the equipment, they still fought them to a standstill in Afghanistan. Today they have killed 2 NATO troops and 12 landmine clearers. Those clearing mines in Afghanistan. Army reaffirms commitment to winning the war against insurgency. No, you will not win. Only Buhari can tell them to stop. But by then, anyway, it's too late, because they can never stop anymore. They have tasted blood and they love it. And their religion is about drinking blood. And that is exactly what they're going to do. Their own understanding and interpretation of Islam is to go and kill, pillage and steal. And that is exactly what they will keep doing until they have Islamized almost everybody. And also our frustrations by Jonathan. Jonathan is frustrated. Who isn't? Not even the pancake he's putting on his face can save him. He is in very deep mess. This is Radio Biafra. And now the news in greater detail. As I told you earlier, this is no monkey business, but believe it or not, it is true. No monkey is missing, according to corporation official. Mr. John Doyle, the general manager of Plateau Tourist Corporation, has denied rumors that 2 monkeys have escaped from the wildlife park in Jos. Doyle said on Saturday in Jos that though monkeys were lower sapiens, in other words, lower human beings, and always explored the exit routes of their of their caregivers for curiosity purposes. None has left the wildlife park because of the proper care they were getting. Mr. Doy explained that the custodians of the park were well trained and the park was attached to a research team from the National Veterinary Research Institute where they give them the necessary advice. He added that the park also had a veterinary unit where animals were given routine checkups. Do you know that monkeys are getting routine checkups in the zoo? Whereby, when you go to a hospital and ask for treatment, they'll tell you, go and bring your card. If you don't have money to go and purchase a card, you will not be admitted and you will die. But they're telling us today that no monkey is missing from the zoo. But they also said that there are rumors that two monkeys escaped from the zoo. And in order to tell that this is actually an animal kingdom, animals are receiving better treatment than human beings. In other words, a monkey can be taken for medical checkup, but not a human being. Do you see why only animals live here? Monkeys can get free medical checkup, but not human beings. Only in the zoo. But thankfully, they said no monkey is missing. Therefore, your relative is not missing. They are intact somewhere in the national park in Jos. This is Radio Biafra. It's unbelievable, isn't it? As we reported a few days ago, as I announced on Radio Biafra, the very atrociously high fare that you pay when you board the aeroplane in this very zoo. Very, very high. Sometimes when you go to purchase the ticket, they will say to you, oh, but Oga, economy class is not there anymore. It's only first class. How much is first class ticket from Lagos to Owerri? 55,000. 55. How much is EasyJet from, say, Leeds Bradford, or say from Gatwick, or from Stansted to Alicante or to Athens? £19.99. Translated roughly into 5,000 naira. 5,000 naira to fly four times the same amount, the same length of, or the same leg, or the same distance. You pay 5,000 naira equivalent. You come to the zoo. You are paying 55,000 for the same leg of journey. The other one is even longer. And people tell me they understand economics. And, you know, when I was in class 3, after the definition of economics at Government College Omuahia, you are taught about factors of production. And then after that, the very, to us then, as little, I mean, I won't say little children, as, you know, young people, quite enthusiastic, the very complex world of demand and supply. And inside demand and supply, you'll be taught something. That if you want to grow your business, there is something called economies of scale. I'll never forget that. I learned all of these things in class 3, Government College Omuahia. There's something called economies of scale. It means that the more you produce of something and sell at a lower price, the more successful you will become. The more profit you will make because you have more people buying the same product. Maybe your profit is one naira or one dollar. You will make more money than somebody selling to one individual every month. People don't understand that. But they say they went to school. They have people at the head of their research and policy units all over the place, yet they cannot understand very simple fundamentals of economics. But it's a good thing they are listening to Radio Biafra now. And it's also a good thing that they have decided to take the war. But you know what will happen? The person saying this, I think his name is Mr. Osita Chidoka. What they will do is that the airlines will get together and say, oh, that man, how much have we given him this year? They say, oh, it's only 2 million for the year. They say, oh, let's make it 5 million. Because if they reduce the airfare, we'll make less money. So why don't we just give him 5 million extra and give him and madam free travel for a year? And this case will just die down as usual. That is what happens here. People think they are going to go to hell when they die, having committed sin. This place is hell, believe you me. Come here and you find out for yourself. Every time here, something horrendous, something anti-human is happening all the time. And this is one of it. They don't want poor people to fly. Like that was someone said, thank God, Uber. Telephone is not for poor people. They don't want poor people to fly. But all over the world, white people in Europe and in America, they'll be encouraging you in China. They'll be begging you to go and fly. They will make it possible that the airlines, they reduce their price to an extent whereby everybody can afford to fly. Only in Africa. Do you know there is no direct flight from anywhere in the zoo called Nigeria to Cotonou? For you to travel to Cotonou, the best you can do is to travel to Ivory Coast and then you fly to Cotonou. Or you can fly to Paris and then you come back to Cotonou. Incredible stuff. We are daft, honestly speaking. The Minister of Aviation, Mr. Osi Tachidoka, has hinted that passengers' air charges may be reviewed downward following the recommendation of the Committee on Aeronautical Fare Disparities, which submitted its report yesterday. How come it hasn't happened before they had it on Radio Biafra? How come? Maybe it's a coincidence. And for your information, there was no expo. Nobody from Federal Ministry of Aviation ever phoned or gave me any prior information about this. How come all of a sudden? Because everybody listens to Radio Biafra. They won't give us credit. They will pretend, oh no, we don't listen. No. They are rascals. We don't listen to them. But right now, they are listening. Call Abuja and find out. Everybody is listening to Radio Biafra because we are a phenomenon. Chidoka spoke in Abuja while receiving the report from the committee set up a month ago to review all aeronautical charges at the airport. The panel headed by Mr. Ahonsi Unuigwe submitted that over 50 multiple charges by agencies and airline operators at the airport were inimical to the overall development of the aviation industry. Because you heard it on Radio Biafra, didn't you? Because it's very, very simple. The more people fly, I'm going to give them expo now. But I've started, so I must finish. The more people that fly, the more airlines you buy. The more airlines you buy, the more people you employ to work in those airlines, thereby reducing unemployment. The more you do that, the more the businesses at the airport do business, the more they employ people. Oh, my goodness me. Economics is called. Reduce the prices, you will see what will happen. For goodness sake. Very simple common sense. You don't have to be a nuclear scientist of some sort or a political economist for you to understand it. Very, very simple logic. Extremely simple logic. Why they can't do it, I have no idea. This is Radio Biafra. At least they listen to us and they do as we tell them to. I don't know this type of news. They said the sale came years after Mr. This is one of those rather very funny headlines. There is no way Norway can sell a warship to anybody in Africa. It is inconceivable because you can't afford it. As Buhari told Okorocha, Imo State budget for 1 year cannot afford to charter presidential jet for the campaign season. So where are you going to get the money from to run for the presidency? That's what Buhari told the Malam himself, Okorocha. Ask him, he will tell it's true. Do you know what is a warship, a frigate? You think it's 50 naira? You think it's from oil? bunkering or what do you put it? From settlement? You go and buy. Oh God, black people, they make me laugh so much. Wretched news by very lazy journalists, I call them. Boko Haram has failed. We will see end, says Buhari. They have failed because you have won. It's a balancing act. If Buhari fails, Boko Haram wins. And Buhari succeeds and Boko Haram fails. It's a swinging kind of, they counterbalance each other. The reason why there may be some kind of a lull in hostilities or in attacks from Boko Haram is because they know their man is going to win, assuming the election happens. That's why. That is all. Major General Muhammadu Buhari, for those who don't know, is the APC presidential candidate. This is the man who funded Boko Haram. He's an Islamic zealot and fundamentalist. This man wants everybody to turn to Sharia. This man wants Sharia to be instituted every other place. this man is a truncator of democracy. He carried out a coup to stop democracy. This same man called Buhari. But we African people, our brain cells don't quite function very well. I keep saying it all the time. Because of lack of consistency. If this man was against democracy before, how come all of a sudden, what is it about the presidency of the zoo that so enamored this very man that he wants to run it? Because he wants to turn you into a true Islamic republic. You don't know that, do you? This same man opened his mouth 2011. Do you know what he said? If I don't win the presidency, I will make Nigeria ungovernable. Do you know that some people still in the same zoo called Nigeria went and said or even voted for him to emerge as a presidential candidate? With the backing of Saudi Arabia, with the backing of Al Qaeda, everybody, every Islamic fundamentalist is behind him to win. They are looking for one thing, to accomplish the only thing that Islam could not accomplish in all their history, to turn Biafra land into an Islamic caliphate. Of course, they are doing well in Imo State with Okoroacha. We know that very well. Biafra land is the only piece of territory across the entire coast of West Africa untainted by Islam. I repeat, here in this holy land that God put his children, we the children of the light. Islam did not come here because God did not want Islam to come here. Chukwu Abiyama said no to Islam. You can't come into my land. But Buhari is trying to upturn the will of Chukwu Abiyama, the will of the creator of the heavens and the earth. And some idiots are obliging him as well in that very process. And I feel sorry for them. This man, Major General Muhammadu Buhari, presidential candidate of the APC, has condemned the recent bombing or recent killings by Boko Haram terrorists in Kano and Jos, the two historic cities that are known for their rich cultural and religious heritage, stating that Nigeria and Nigerians will see their end. You see, Buhari is a prince. Most of you don't know this. He is from that wishy-washy kind of Sahel, almost Arabic, monarchical style, where a few prominent families ascribe to themselves princely titles. He is a Fulani man. Fulani people are not indigenous to the zoo called Nigeria. Most of you don't know this. The Fulani came here from Mali as an offshoot of the Moors, the Moorish people. A mixture of Arab and Black Africa, dating all the way back to Timbuktu. They came to the zoo via Mali and via Senegal as well. They came as servants to Hausa people. They came to serve Hausa people. Fulani came to serve Hausa. Othman Damfodio, the progenitor of the modern Fulani hegemony, came as a teacher. He came to teach the son of the king of Katsina, of one of the Habe Hausa monarchies in the north. I'm telling you the history of Fulani people. They are not original here. They drive cattle, that is all they do. They drink the blood of cattle and the milk, not the meat. Go and ask anybody and they will tell you. Fulani people, I'm telling you this, they are wandering nomads from one place, no fixed address, no fixed abode. Anywhere the cattle goes to, they follow the cattle. Do you know what happened? The Hausa people let them in. They learned Hausa language. And after a while, the stupidity of Hausa people began to show. They managed to convince Hausa people that they, their kings, or the Hausa kings, is the problem. That their practice of Islam is not complete. Do you know what they did? That's why the British loved them. They did exactly the same thing that was done in Ghana when the West Africa Frontier Force was raised by the British. The British used black people to conquer black people. The Fulani used Hausa people to defeat Hausa monarchies. That's what happened. The only place they could not conquer is Borno. That is why Boko Haram is there today. The Shehu of Borno said no. Shehu, they remained Hausa till today. That is why Boko Haram needs to go there and conquer them completely. What Shekau and his group are doing is exactly what their forebears did, answering to Othman Danfodio. Only now that he is now answering to Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Exactly the same thing. Go and kill your own people, deliver them to us. That was exactly what foolish Hausa people did. And you know what happened after that? Fulanis overran them. Anywhere the Fulani will go to, after the war, Fulani will they will appoint a Fulani prince over Hausa people. That is why every MA in this zoo called Nigeria is from Fulani, not Hausa. I said, every MA of Zaria, MA of Gwandu, MA of Ilorin, MA of Kanu, MA of Katsina, all the MAs of the Mohammedan Emirates of the North are all Fulani. The only Hausa is the Shehu of Borno. These are the things you don't... Go and ask them, they will tell you. That was how Fulani people came in here. Now, they are not big in number as such, but they occupy all the monarchic, all the stools, all the high offices is Fulani. And Hausa is there running around, entering army, running around as a megad. The real beneficiaries are Fulani people, and they are not even original. The original people here are actually Hausa people and Biafrans, not even Yoruba. But their history will come very, very soon. This is, and for Bini people, of course, they're original to this very place. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct here. We enlighten, we educate, we impart knowledge. We make sure that you have enough wisdom to go out and preach this gospel without fear before your enemies. You listen to us for 4 weeks. Nobody can defeat you in a debate when it comes to Biafra. Nobody can. All you need to do is listen to Radio Biafra. Buhari, they think they can deceive us, but they are joking. They cannot deceive us. This is the same man who is asking people to embrace Islam and Sharia. His own stated mission is to go and propagate Sharia. Just like in some places, they still have Abacha Road. But at least he was an honest Nigerian. In Abacha, you saw everything about a Nigerian. Very callous, thieving, conniving, and extremely ruthless. That has now permeated their consciousness to the extent whereby there is no longer trust. You can nobody trust anybody here. Nobody. The difficulty that the Biafra struggle is facing is lack of trust. I thought I should share this with you. There is no trust here. You said to somebody, can you hold this thing for me? It's for Biafra. I'm coming. Keep it. He will say no. You want to keep this thing here, so you go and come back and implicate me. Now I'm not keeping it. I love Biafra, yes, but I'll not do this thing for you. Come here, you will see the level of damage that these animals have wrought on the lives of our people. And we are part of them. Two monkeys escaping from the zoo. Two monkeys that get free health checkup. We are humans, so to speak. If at all, we can be classed as humans. If you don't buy a card in a hospital and you're dead. This is Radio Biafra. The end has come for Boko Haram, the Yoruba thieving Pentecostal criminals. That is one thing about Pentecostal churches that makes me very, very sick to the stomach. It doesn't take any soothsayer to understand that as soon as Buhari emerged, if it is likely that Buhari will win the presidential race, Boko Haram will stop because he is the one funding them. Boko Haram started to carry out the attacks at the instructions of Buhari, supported by Babangida and Atiku Abubakar. Everyone knows that. So it is a no-brainer, as they will say. Everybody should know this. But the Yoruba man has now come to his church to say, I predict an end to Boko Haram because they have told him that the vice presidential candidate for APC will come from Yoruba land. If not already from there. Then Yoruba will vote APC. Hausa Fulani will vote APC. Jonathan will try to rig the election. And then what do you get? A very bloody stalemate. Ready? We'll continue. President, he's now the president, no more pastor or general overseer. That is how they are. It is their duty to lie. It is our duty to expose them. That is one thing about us. Anything we tell you in January, come this December, it is still the same thing. It never changes. There is no version 1, version 2, version 3, version 4, version 5 or 6, nor version 100. There's only one truth. It stands the test of time. That is why people are devoted to Radio Biafra. We have never lied before. If we have not lied since 2009, how come in 2014 we are lying? It doesn't make sense to me. Radio Biafra grew out of nothing. Out of nothing, because Chukwu Abiama willed it to come. Today it's a global phenomenon. Unparalleled. I said unparalleled. Nobody can compete. You will try to flounder by the wayside. Hey man, I don't know if they hear that now, Akwa Akwete and Aga here, everybody goes to buy it. They don't understand hard work. People here following me are falling sick because of the exertions of the job. Very, very difficult to do. They think it's easy. No, it's not. Come and try and see. If it was easy, Wazulike would have succeeded, wouldn't he? But when he met the stone wall, the resistance of our people, both spiritual and physical, he diverted to criminality. And the thing about criminality and sycophancy is that it doesn't last long. It's fake. After a while, everything crumbles. Was it not today we are coming and the kids looking for lift in front of the so-called Owerenta Naval College? They are looking for lift. They saw a van, a branded van at the back with Okorocha. They said, Okorocha, can I guess, is that correct? So they can give me a lift. There is no vehicle. They only wanted a lift. But to get that lift, they said, Okorocha, can I guess? They only wanted a lift to Owerre. And that's all. And after that, they are charging workers in the area. That is the hypocrisy here is mind-blowing. But that's black people for you. And this is Radio Biafra. We are here to lay everything bare. Everything is out in the open. Nothing is hidden anywhere. Now, Radio Biafra, there is no secret, quite literally. There isn't any. All you see is what you get. There is nothing said on Radio Biafra which can be contravened anywhere. It's impossible. Because here, we just don't say that we make it a point to speak the truth always. Here, truth must be spoken. Everything we tell you is gospel. We tell you somebody is bad, the person is evil. We tell you somebody is good, that person is good. Until proven otherwise. The president of the Living Faith Church Worldwide, Bishop David Oyedepo, has reacted angrily to the unabated killings through suicide bombings by Boko Haram sect in the Northeast. Speaking at his ministry's Shiloh program recently, Oyedepo thundered, "Today, Friday, 12th of December 2014, marks the end of the harassment of Boko Haram in the zoo." That is after bringing out Buhari only 2 days ago. He now predicted that Boko Haram will fizzle away because Buhari have said to them, "Please take it easy. I am now there to get you Sharia. Don't worry, I'm here." And then a useless Yoruba man has come out to say, I'm now predicting. Oh my God. Let me read what this fool is saying. He said that the economic strides, this is a Yoruba man, of each part of the country was solely due to the level of productivity, which is at variance with any other senseless consideration, defying theories of rational thinking, seeking to tear Nigeria apart, adding that enough was enough. He is trying to say that the economic strides made by each sector of the country is as a result of hard work. And what I have to ask is this. Can anybody tell me the sector that Yoruba people excel in? Please, I want to know, apart from check forgery. Can anybody, or forging people's signatures to go and draw check that doesn't belong to them? Can anybody tell me the sector of the economy that Yorubas occupy? Are you struggling to answer me? I said, which sector? There was a sector for backstabbing and for gossip. and for conspiracy. You know, people say, oh, they handle the economy, they own Glo. The reason why that very man came out to or got the license from the brother Obasanjo is because they know there's so much money in telecommunications. They understand that very well. Out of conspiracy. The reason why they can give, what's his name again, the man for Glo? Is it Debo, whatever his name is? What is the Glo man's name? Adenuga. Adenuga has Glo, is that correct? And Obasanjo has a share in MTN, which is South Africa, yes? Is there any telecommunications license given to anybody from this part of the world? The answer is no. There was one that Akwa Ibom bought into. It was called, is it Virgin or Airtel or all of those things? I don't know what they call them until now. I think now it's now called Airtel or whatever it is. I don't know if they've sold their share in it. That was what landed the Ibori into trouble, isn't it? Airtel shares and all the rest of it. That very telecommunications license. I'm not sure if it is Airtel or any other one. But I know that Akwa Ibom, some few states that call themselves South-South, came out to purchase or to float one of those, to purchase one of the licenses then. They kept changing the company name that is now Airtel. What I'm trying to say is this. That came out of conspiracy. When you see a Yoruba man owning so much shares in Nestle, in Lever Brothers or Unilever, as the case may be, in any of those big companies or Cadbury's, it is because of conspiracy. When they chased away as a result of the war, Biafran people, they went and indigenized all the companies. And Awolowo used the money that was stolen from each and every Biafran family to go and buy the shares there and distribute to Yoruba people. So when you come to stock exchange and say, oh, Yoruba has to own more stocks than other people, out of conspiracy and stealing. I want people to tell me the aspect of the zoo economy where Yorubas built it from the scratch up. There is none. Is there? None. He is talking about the various component parts of the country having to be productive. Now, at least, no, there is one thing they did. Please, I do apologize. Pentecostal churches. Pentecostalism. Where they deceive, even the deceived. Those without hope. That's where they go to go and seek miracle. In the process of sowing seed and watering the seed and harvesting the seed. Because you're daft. Then they will go and buy private jets and build private schools for private children. And you're there singing and shouting hallelujah all the time. As a very, very weakened, senseless buffoon that you are. This is Radio Biafra. He said he's not sponsored by anyone. He's a servant of the Most High. And except I am not sent. Would you have ever heard of these furious, mindless killings in the zoo? Their end has finally come. The fairy. When is it? What is the date? Then? You're a preacher, I agree. When is the date? These liars and deceivers. People come out and mention the name of Chukwu Abiama. They say God sent them. But in all that they do, in the way they conduct themselves, in how they fleece people of their poorly earned money, so to speak. You know them. Your private schools, who goes to them? When Yeshua was on earth, was he riding in a chariot of gold? Why do you need fleet of private jets to be able to spread the word of God? If at all, that's what you do. But this is Africa. There are bound to be idiots somewhere. Oil sinks below $63 per barrel. Brent crude oil slipped on Friday to below $63 per barrel, its lowest since July 2009, on persistent concerns over a global supply glut and a sluggish demand outlook. Brent is down roughly 9% this week, some 45% below its June peak, above $115 per barrel. From $115 to $63, things are happening. Oil prices will likely come under further downward pressure, the International Energy Agency said, as it cut its outlook for demand growth in 2015 and predicted that healthy non-OPEC supply gains were poised to aggravate the glut. They are speaking too much grammar. America no longer imports oil. The Obama said, at least that is one of his accomplishments, and I respect him for that, that the United States of America must be oil, energy, dependent on themselves, not outsiders. So that is creating a glut in the global market. And all the other serious markets, the other civilized and polished markets, they are going to the Arab people. They can't come to monkeys in the zoo. And that is why India is now the largest importer of crude from the zoo called Nigeria. This is Radio Biafra, and we must continue. I want the oil to be $0 per barrel so that the zoo will crumble. How did Buhari make his money? Crude oil. Babangida, crude oil. Dangote, crude oil. Sultan of Sokoto, all the sultans, in fact, crude oil. What is his name? Omar Odiko, from crude oil. Danjuma, crude oil. Everybody, Onya Wosani, Na Wosafulani, is from crude oil. You're about the same. Crude oil is the only thing that sustains the zoo. They don't understand diversification. They don't understand what the meaning of the word is of investment. You can sell crude oil and invest in proper infrastructure that will sustain an economy, but they cannot do it because they are monkeys. You know, banana. If you give monkey banana, monkey will eat the banana. The monkey will not look for banana to plant. But if you give them, they will eat it. If you say, monkey, come and chop banana, they'll go and take the banana from you and eat. They will never ask you, how do I plant my own banana? Exactly what black people do. Consume, consume, consume. Nobody is thinking about tomorrow or saying, how can we produce what we consume? No, of course not. That is Dubai. You can always go there and buy something, isn't it? Afghanistan, Taliban kill 12 landmine clearers to NATO troops. The Taliban gunmen have shot dead 12 people walking to clear landmines in the southern Helmand province. Afghan police say the Helmand province was the province held by the British. So where were the British troops when these people were shot dead? Maybe, I don't know, maybe they've gone back to Surrey, who knows. The incident came amid an upsurge of Taliban violence as the U.S. and NATO mission in Afghanistan nears its end. Taliban fighters attacked the landmine clearing operation early on Saturday, shooting 12 workers dead and injuring another 12. Police spokesman Farid Ahmad Obaid told reporters he said Afghan soldiers later took on the militants in a gun battle, killing 4 and capturing 3. Afghanistan is one of the most heavily mined countries in the world, and clearing projects have been targeted by Taliban militants in the past. In April, the Taliban government killed 12 landmine clearers in Logar province. Earlier on Saturday, police in Kabul said Atikula Rawofi, the head of the Supreme Council's the Supreme Court Secretariat, was shot dead by 2 gunmen on a motorbike as he walked from his home to his car. That is Islamic violence for you. And they say that Boko Haram is going. No! Buhari have said, don't worry. All those Rochas and Grocha people, I'll give them to you. Let me win first. And then you people will see hell. America could not defeat them in Afghanistan. Britain ran away. Talk less of the zoo. They said the army is getting upper hand. No, it's because they think their man is going to win. That's all. As the army reaffirms their commitment to winning the war against insurgency, all I have to say here is that, let me read the news first of all. The Nigerian army has reaffirmed its determination to win the ongoing war against Boko Haram insurgents. Colonel Abba Popola, always Yoruba man speaking in the press room, briefing the press. I have asked this question before and I'll keep asking it. Can anybody name one division, one brigade that is infantry being led by Yoruba man doing well in the Nigerian army? I keep asking this question. People don't want to answer it. Can you name one combatant Yoruba general at the front line this minute? The answer is no. That was in the press room, briefing pressmen. Brigadier General of the press corps talking to journalists, you're a brigadier general. Colonel Abba Popola of 23 Armored Brigade of Nigerian Army, Yola, stated this on Saturday while decorating three senior officers of the brigade recently promoted. Popola said that the battle could only be won when officers and men of the brigade and others deployed for the operation improved their skills and intelligence network. So they had no skills before you send them to go. How can they improve it in the field of battle and their intelligence networking skills? Amazing stuff. Only in the zoo. This army cannot defeat Boko Haram. Only Buhari can tell them to go and sleep, and they will. But even that self is even too late. Too late. Too late. President Goodluck Jonathan yesterday lamented that the current security challenges confronting the zoo is being compounded by acts of internal and external sabotage. The president said that the situation had consistently frustrated government's efforts at addressing the security challenges instigated by the outlawed Islamic State Boko Haram. President Jonathan spoke while having audience with members of the creative professionals of the zoo led by Mr. Segun Arinze, who were at the presidential villa, Abuja, to pledge their support to the administration. Segun Arinze. What a hopeless name is that? Segun Arinze. Like Rotimi Amaechi. Our people are indeed very, very daft. That concludes the news presentation this very evening. This is Radio Biafra and our lines are now open. Should you wish to call us, you are at liberty to do so. This is Radio Biafra once again. The number to call is +234 805 909 8137. I repeat, +234 805 909 8137. Or if you are locally listening via CHK 97.6, it is 080-5909-8137. I repeat, 080-5909-8137. We are also on +44-208-133-9976. I repeat, +44-208-133-9976. And for our Skype connection, it remains our Skype ID is Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra and the figure 1. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. Our lines are open. Should you wish to make your views known, should you wish to make whatever thing you have, if you may, you are even allowed to try to enlighten us, because we are here to be able to hear from you as well as you hear from us. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Sorry, can you hear me? Your name, please, and where you're calling us from? They have gone. They have gone. And two callers at that. I don't know what's wrong with them. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Turn your system down. Turn it down, please. Turn it down. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director.
Yes,
good evening,
please.
Director.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Moscow, Russia. This is Aloysius Okafor.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I want to use this opportunity to thank you for all the work you've been doing for Biafra.
Thank you.
And it's not easy. Yeah, Biafra, Director, please, Director Onwa, please, I had a little conversation with my elder brother, of which I told you before, that he's working for the Zoo Army. So, and he said that they are listening as usual, but he is asking me, is there any way he could be of help to the Afghan soldiers at the ground, if there is, because he would like to come and give them some training, maybe if necessary, you know. So, I don't know.
It is possible. Listen, it is possible. You must ask your brother how honest and sincere he is about serving Biafra and not coming to serve Nigeria.
Director.
You understand what I'm saying?
Okay. I'm listening, yeah.
Yes.
Director, you know, he is a real Biafra anyway, but I think it would be more better if you speak with him direct. Okay. Then you just call him also. I think that would be more better.
Yeah, text me his number.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that now.
Yeah, text me his number. Text it to me immediately and I'll call him. Tell him he has work to do for us. As long as he's genuine. Because if he's fake, we won't like it.
Yeah, yeah.
He has to be genuine.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. He hates me with 2 years. Just the same mother, the same father, you know.
Okay, that's very good. Text me his number and our recruiting sergeant will contact him. Text me his number and we'll contact him. And I am also announcing, thank you for your call. I'm also announcing that there are people from the army telling me, Nigerian army, when the time comes, ask for us, we'll come. That time has come. Our men are assembled in the camp.
Yeah, yeah.
I need 4 instructors only. 4 instructors only. Do we need? We have some at the moment. I need 4 instructors from the Zulu army. Hardcore Biafrans. Hardcore. Biafra. We need them to report to us as quickly as possible. 4 of them only. Please, not fake. We need genuine soldiers. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And the second, you said you have over 100 men under him that he's giving training anyway. So you prefer to come and give and time to train our men too.
Ask him. He should leave the Zulu army and come to us. He should leave. All of you Biafrans will take care of him. We need 4 instructors.
Director,
four.
Director, you will speak with him direct, please. It will more better. You speak with him. I think that will more better. He's always telling me that he wants to leave also. So I think it's better you speak with him. Then maybe he will come because he will be coming to Port Harcourt for some program soonest anyway. So I don't know if you speak with him, then on the process you will find a place we can meet with him and discuss more.
Okay, send me his number immediately, please. Immediately,
station. And it will be more better. And if there is anything you need to know more what is going on, I think he will be in a very good position to give you more details what is going on.
I know. Send me his number, as I said, and I'll speak to him. Okay? Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We have callers everywhere. Our lines are going crazy. But I have to give honor to whom honor is due. The barrister has joined me. All of you on Skype, stay where you are. I'll come to each and every one of you. The very accomplished, very eminent barrister, Anthony Atlo, Barrister is with me. And protocol dictates that I must defer to him, which I have done. I have done so. And the barrister will please address each and every one of you. Barrister, can you hear me?
Good evening, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, Barrister. Good evening.
Good evening, Director. Very sorry I came late because I went to a conference.
It's okay.
They invited me. I said, if not as a Biafran, I am not coming. They rechanged the whole address and invited me as a Biafran. I took a fellow Biafran, went there, and I told them, we are for Biafra. Some of the people there who say they are Nigerians say they are not happy. I told them the history, how we came today and how what we are suffering in the zoo. And all of you are answering Nigeria. They are not happy. I said, I'm sorry. I am not a Nigerian as a result. I got to leave you to carry on with my Biafra restoration and every other thing. Good evening, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. We have to propagate the news about Biafra. If you are not Biafra in conscience, otherwise, you're not a Biafran. You have to preach it wherever you go, anytime, any day. Because in Biafra, we live in Biafra, we die. I am not a Nigerian. Nigeria has come and gone, expired. If you are not a Biafran, you are not a Biafran. Period. There's no halfway. I greet all of you. Director Onwa, you are the helm of affairs, propagating and moving things accordingly. There is no other way we can put it than to tell my fellow Biafrans that we must achieve our target, and our target is going home. I'm fed up of being treated as a second-hand, fourth-class citizen when I have pride at home where I came from, a land that flows with milk and honey. If you don't believe in yourself, you don't believe in what you are, then it doesn't worth living. You have to claim your originality. And that is what Biafra is. Director Onwa, let me stand aside and listen to what is going on today. Thank you.
Thank you, Barrister. Thank you very much. I am going to the people. There are people calling on the phone, please. You will understand. I will come and pick your calls one after the other. There are two people on Skype. I must go to the very first person. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening, Director.
Good evening, please. Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from?
Oh, my slave name is Suzette Leacock. I'm calling from London, but I am originally from Trinidad and Tobago.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. A
today
delight to
we
have
had
you.
Evangelism in London,
yes,
which much people did not.
Go ahead.
Thank you. We had evangelism today,
yes,
at Camberwell.
Yes.
It was not a big turnout, but it had, you know, it still had one or two people, which God was still in the midst to bless. We did what we had was to do. We went and preached the word of Biafra. We enlightened people and let them know what is going on. But yet still, you know, it have kids and thing that is of Biafra that is lost. They don't know what is really going on, what the country is about. They don't even say, no, it have a country named Biafra, which is very sad, you know. So I think the Afran people are supposed to educate their kids and them and let them know what is going on, because the movement that you are doing, I think, is towards the kids and them, you know. It's for the younger generation. So they're supposed to enlighten their kids and let them know what is going on. And one thing I'm very disappointed in the Londoners, because even though you're investing your money, you also need to invest your time, you understand, and come out and support and let people know what is going on.
Yes.
So I am just calling to say, well, the few that was there, thanks for coming out. We did what we had to do. You understand? And I believe God was in the midst and he blessed everyone that we accomplished what we set out to do. So thanks to everyone that was there. And who was not there, next time, please make time. We need you physically, not only financially. You know what I mean?
Yes,
so thanks very much. And may God keep on blessing you, Director, and your wife, and everyone that is in this movement. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Our dear sister from Guyana, Beth from Biafra land. She is one of us in the UK, in London precisely. I know today we didn't announce it very much because we wanted to see those of them that will come out. But she came out to evangelize, and so did a few other people. We must keep coming out to evangelize. This word must be preached. We are preaching to them that they may know the truth. It's as simple as that. Because CNN will not do it for you. VOA will not do it for you. BBC won't do it for you. Only Radio Biafra and your good selves can do it. You must go out and raise this very name. These very people who have been oppressed, marginalized, rendered destitute in their own country. You must go and let the world understand that we hold our own future in our hands. And if we rise up as one, we are unstoppable. Wherever you are, you must go out to preach this gospel. The other caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, my director is talking to me.
I'm talking to you. Thank you for waiting for a very long time. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, my director. My name is Benjamin Achi Ngene, and I am calling from United Arab Emirates, and I heard from Nkerifin in Kano East local government area of Biafra land. By the special grace of God, your humble officer, the head of volunteer force in United Arab Emirates.
You are one of us. You are one of us. Please go ahead.
So, my dear director and commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the Biafra, I just want to know, when are we coming home? Because me and my boys here, we are boiling and waiting for your final command to come home.
You'll be coming home very, very shortly. Everything is in place. The advance guard, all the preparations are now done. We are just waiting. I saw them today. The camp is in a very good shape. Our own, not other people's own. Our own. Nkanyewa, because we have our own right now. They are making all the final preparations, the advance guard, and I salute them and their courage. And then let's and say, again, I will tell you, I will tell you in less than 2 weeks, the exodus will start from Senegal and also from the UAE to come to the camp. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I want to use this opportunity to call all the people in United Arab Emirates that we have scheduled our meeting every week, every Friday of every week, that we held our meeting because of this, our struggle. We don't want to come last. So whoever is with us yelling the Radio Biafra right now should take note of this, that the United Arab Emirates Biafrans are now having their meeting every Friday of every week until our final command come from you. Thank you, sir, and God bless you.
Thank you very, very much. The same way with Senegal, they are exceptionally excited and ready to come home to serve. I said, all the other ones stay where you are. Those at home are doing very, very well. The only two countries I have asked for to be on standby is Senegal and also UAE. After we must have brought them home, then the rest, then I will then announce three more countries to prepare to come home. But we want to make sure we can take care of the very capacity that we have down here. We don't want to bring everybody, assemble them, and cannot be able to feed them. Is very, very costly feeding an army, because these are men, not boys. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director, I can hear you. Good evening. I'm calling from Malaysia. My name is Chinedu Ndukwe.
Thank you very much, and good evening to you also from here. Go ahead, please.
Actually, I have been trying to make this contribution. It is not to say it's a contribution, but kind of a clarification regarding some issue that somebody make a speech long time ago regarding about Yorubas and the Biafrans. When one reverend make a speech that the Yorubas are our brothers. So actually this thing has been boiling my mind and my heart to give explanation about this issue in a very good, vividly way of understanding, because I grew up in a Yoruba land. I was born there. I was growing up there. My secondary and my primary school education and my university education was there as well. So I felt to give this clarification to separate that we have no connection and there are differences between us and the Yorubas. And that's why I'm calling this evening. Well, I have to start from this issue of saying that in Yoruba land, there are two people right in Yoruba land. They have the Muslims and they have the Christians. The Muslims are the powerful people who control the communities. In every community of the Yoruba land, you have what is called the Balees, the Kabiezi, and the Obas. And those Obas are not Christians. Those Obas or the Kabiezi are the people who are holding those Yoruba's communities, not the Christians. That's why Bosu have seen that thing, and that's why he says that let every Yoruba man vote Christians in and to not allow the Muslim to be ruling them, because in every community in the Yoruba land are being controlled by the Muslims, and those Muslims are the Kabiezi and the Obas and whatever they have as those their ethnic or whatever group or whatever they have there. But when it comes to the individuality of the Yoruba people, they have the Alhajas and the way they treat the Igbos. I am a victim of all of this because I live in Mushi, I live in Ajegunle, I live in Bariga, I live in Anepaja. These four places are where you can find Yorubas very, very domiciled. They live there very well and they exhibit the hatred to Igbos very well. When you see a woman who does something wrong or you want to go and pick up something that is very important to you and Alhaja called you, and when that woman called you, maybe you say, please, I have important thing to do. I did not respond to that. You will see the next Yoruba person telling you, "Wa, oh, Logboni, she again." That is this person your age mate? Can't you respond to this person? He said you have important something to do. The next thing you see is a slap because you are an Igbo person. They will start humiliating you and then molesting you. That one is one. When it comes to the issue of the laziness or the way of the Yoruba as a group of people, there are something I discover. And we Igbos need to be enlightened. Let's understand the truth. The truth is that we are serving the Yorubas in the Lagos state, and that is the truth. I must be open to this, because when it comes to compare the market in that Lagos state, like they have a fight in Alaba, which I'm aware of that. I'm a transporter. I drive to train myself in the school. I'm a transporter. Igbos will develop a place, and when they develop that place, the next thing you will see is that the Yoruba, they will group up themselves as a people, and then what they will be hearing that they want to collect money. Owo environmental, owo madam, owo kabiezi, owo alaja, owo oga, owo madam. And the Igbo will be paying these things. Is in Idumota, is in Alaba, is in everywhere. Then they will never develop any community. They will never develop any market. The Igbo will be the one to develop it, and they will be paying to those Yorubas people, calling them Owo Madam, Owo Environmental, and then we will keep on serving them. When will we stop this? So that man that says, that reverend that speak one time ago, that the Yorubas are our brothers, there is no connection. There is nothing to be compared to that at all.
So, you lived amongst them, is that correct? You have lived amongst them,
I live among them, I grow among them, I know everything about them, I grow up among them.
Is there any food they eat, which you eat traditionally?
I eat amala.
My goodness me. So you're one of them?
I eat amala.
Amala is that thing that the color is black. Is it black or?
Yes, I eat it.
Hey.
Because... when I
how do you swallow it? You can't throw it into a ball. How do you swallow it? Or the kakamo? How do you can eat such a thing?
Well, I due to that, I grew up with it, so I become used to it. But that does not change me from who I am as an Igbo person.
You said something here that touched me. No, I'm not saying it does. It's just I don't know how people can eat that. I don't know how they can. Yeah. But you grew up with it, so I can understand that.
You know, that time you were talking to a girl, I don't know where the girl was calling from. You told her, where do you grow up? And then, I remember one time, that last 4 months ago, or last 3 months ago, a girl called you, was telling you why war, why this, what that. You asked the girl, where did you grow up? The girl told you, I grew up in Lagos. I grew up in this and all of that. From there, she traveled out, you know. And you told her that she's lacking something.
Yes.
Yeah, you told her she's lacking something. But later she succumbed to it. And when barrister called, barrister said that she loved the courage of the girl because she was patient enough for both of you to for you to clarify her. And then she said, okay, she accepted, you know. But for me as a person, as an Igbo person, as I am, because I know I am a true Biafran and I will die for Biafran.
Yes, I welcome that. Despite being, I've heard what you said. And in your case, despite the fact you were born in Yoruba land, of course, Barrister himself was born in Lagos, but he's a hardcore Biafran and will die for Biafra as well. I welcome that and I welcome your comments this evening. He's gone a long way to help enlighten us. There is nothing binding me and Yoruba together. God will forbid Satan. I have nothing in common with them. Some of them are good people. Some are very, very good people. And I said to those people who are good amongst Yorubas, if you trace back your ancestry, maybe when we were marching down from Egypt via your own axis, something may have happened for you to acquire our trait. But what I'm trying to say is this, is that when you look at the history, my gripe with Yoruba people is this. When they were killing us, they never said anything.
Yeah.
They never said any word. After killing us, they also took our money. That is the problem I have with them. After killing us, Awolowo came and raided our bank account and took our money. Even till, as our brother is saying, we go and develop Alaba market, you chase us away. We go to Idi Araba, you chase us away. We go to Ido market, Lawanson market, what is it, Ladipo market, Yaba market. Anywhere we develop, you chase us away to go somewhere. Of course, it's not your fault, it's our fault. Because we should have learned, we should have known better. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you for that. I am encouraged by what you have said, and this work is ongoing. It is ceaseless. We want to be left alone. If Yorubas want to come and join us in Biafra land, they are free to do so, because that is our name, Biafra. Come and join. If you want to join us, you are more than welcome to do so. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? This caller on +44208133976. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Yes, go ahead. Your name and where you are?
Director, good morning from Malaysia.
And good evening from here, please. Your name and where? I know you're from Malaysia. What is your name, please?
Yeah, my name is Okrefonone. Calling from Malaysia.
Okrefonone. Are you related to the very famous one, our continental rep in America? Anybody answering that very beautiful name, I ask all the time. Do you know Iken Nawanonenyi? And God will bless you. You were with me. You stayed with me.
Director, I just want to hear your voice. And we are waiting for call. We need to call her.
Are there good people? Are there Biafrans left in Malaysia? When they want them out in Malaysia from? That is correct.
That is correct.
I agree with you. I know some of, in fact, the chaps, they have all come home and they are somewhere in Biafra land selling information to police. But the real ones will come. And when they come from the airport, they go to the camp. That's what we'll do. From the airport, they travel to the camp. Of course, Obi Lantoni is working very, very hard. He's doing very well. Our Asia rep, Lebedim, is doing very, very well. And Onyechin Lebedim. And I want all of you in Malaysia to keep on doing the hard work you were doing before. Don't allow people to drag your name through the mud. You must come up and reclaim your position, which you occupied for a very, very long time. I am happy also, my dear brother, to be speaking to you because you were with me all throughout my stay in Malaysia. You are a Biafran, and I pray very fervently that you remain a Biafran until Biafra comes and beyond. Thank you, one and only. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes, Director. God bless you and bless our brothers and sisters all over the world.
You see? Thank you very much. We have another caller on the line. If they can come, we shall take their call. There are calls coming in left, right, and center everywhere. Everybody wants to speak to us. This is Radio Biafra. Everywhere around the world, men, women, and children are listening. There is this very little girl that calls me from Owerri. And she will say, thank you for what you are doing. A very tiny baby. And I keep laughing. I don't know. I keep laughing. They make my day when they call to accept that what Biafrans are doing. People must also pray for our men who are in camp, for the army of Biafra. Those young men, I don't have words to describe them. I'm telling you the truth. I have sacrificed a lot in this very effort. But the sacrifice those young men have put in the past 1 month, I am telling you, it is indescribable. Indescribable. Can you believe that you have men who are, when people are driving about in jeeps, living in flats, having fun, selling information to the police, a Biafran soldier, and I said to them, what do you want? They said, mat to sleep on the floor, because they have been sleeping on bare ground. Mat. Hi, my God. I said to them that because of their sacrifice, Biafra will come. Not because of anything we have done. But because, I'm telling you the truth, if not for any other thing, look at those boys. Their sacrifice. Omwaka, their sacrifice. It left me speechless. Do you know that, oh my God, there is no rancor, nothing. Dedication to the core, exactly as I prayed for. I said to Chukwu Abiyama, give us men who are born Biafran soldiers. Not those you need to train. These are hardcore, I can tell you that. No complain. I said no complain. What do you want to do? Give us mat to sleep on the floor. Only. You people have to take care of them. Omwaka, we have to take care of them. The kids that are in camp, they don't come this grade, this quality. No. You will not see them again in this lifetime. You see this first set who are in camp. I am telling you, you will never see them. Their likes, you can't see them again. If you've lost hope about our people, how bad we are, how awful we are, if you see these young men, you will change your mind. I'm telling you. I can't embrace them because protocol won't allow me to. But all of them, I said all of, from top to bottom, Hanine, who are in camp, Chukwa Biama will bless each and every one of you. You will get us Biafra. I know that for sure. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, director, I can hear you. Once again, this Aloysius from Moscow, Russia.
Yes.
Director, I have sent you the number. I don't know if you have received it.
I cannot see any icon here. Inbox me on Facebook. I can't see anything here. My Facebook is very secure now. It cannot be hacked. Can you believe that they are even right? No, I won't go into that. I'll go into that later on. I can't see it here, please. No, I tell you what to do, please. I tell you what to do. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm hearing, director.
Go and inbox me on Facebook. I haven't seen it here. Maybe it will come later. You know, my phone is now Aproca phone. That's what I use. I use Nokia and Caprocandia. That's what I use. It's no longer a smartphone that does many things at the same time. It's an Aproca phone I'm using right now.
Okay, how about if I should send it on Skype? I don't know. Will you receive it or Vibe? I don't know.
I will receive it. Send it to me. I want you to contact my secretary. Give it to Obioma Ebere, my secretary.
How do I do it, director? I don't know.
I will give you Obioma's number. You can take it down. That is my secretary. Anybody who, if you wish to reach me, Obioma is one of us. He is a hardcore Biafran in Sweden. Call Obioma and any information you give to Obioma Ebere, that information will come to me. Obioma's number is
okay.
+46.
Yeah. +46, yeah?
Yes. 73.
Hello? 73.
82.
Again, please come again.
82. Hello? Have we lost him? We may have lost him. That is the difficulties with this, please. If anybody is... I don't know, it hasn't come through yet, but I'm sure it will later. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you are, please, if you may.
This is Chukwelosi Obuano, popularly known as Uzoka. Director.
I'm
Director Kikime.
We are here. I'm doing the work that Chukwu Abiyama asked me to do.
Thank God for that. Biafra, I listened to the, what is it, the second and last big girl that was from Trinidad and Tobago that came through for the evangelism.
Yes.
In Camberwell today. I really commend her. I really commend the good people that came out. Still, I want to tell the Londoners, because I know majority of them are listening. They're only sitting in their bedroom because it's very cold. Now in London, they only sit down, maybe under their bed, listen to Radio Biafra, but they don't want to come out. Even if you volunteer your money, even if you have given your house or whatever, what stops you not to come out? When we are evangelizing today, happened to meet this very Yoruba man. I never knew that he was a Yoruba man, so I happened to pass out the flyers to him. It was a kind of action. What's going on here? Biafra again. I say, yes. He said, do you know the history of Biafra? I said, please. I now pass the microphone to Fisius. I now ask him, what do you mean by that question? He said, do you know the origin of Biafra? Why are you people again? And I ask him, are you here to argue with me, or are you here to lecture me, or you want me to lecture you about Biafra? He said, no. But why I'm saying this, because I really pity you people. When I was back home in Nigeria, I hate Igbos. I hate Igbos to the core. I never want anything to do with any person called Igbo. I never, because of the wrong informations about Igbos. But when I came to London, I mingle with them, I move with them. I now realize that these people have a very pure heart. These people are good. It's not what people call them. That is not what I'm saying. So, my dear brothers and sisters, I was ashamed today. I was very, very bitter. I nearly shed tears. That a whole Londoners in Camberwell, everyone, even if any other person, no person in London, once you are living in London, you must surely know that very place called South East. Very close to Peckham. People couldn't even come out. It was how many of us? What a shame. Why is it people hiding? Even if you are staying to pay whatever your monthly is, your defense post, does it stop you not to come out? Not to come out to evangelize. People saw what happened today. Two Yoruba people, all they are saying, you people are not going, you people can never go, where do you people want to go? I ask a very simple question. You people claim that we are one Nigeria. Yes, we are one Nigeria, and you people can never go. These people are very bitter, they are very scared. They never want Biafra to go, if I could say. But the question I ask is very idiot, because I noticed that he said that. I told him, before Callistus wanted to, a kind of a thing blow with him, I told people, he never calls for that. These people are worthless people. I asked him, one Nigeria, he said, yes, we are one Nigeria. I asked him a question, how many property have you got in Igbo land? He said, why should I have property in Igbo land? Lagos is a place everybody should be building. My brothers, let's open our eyes. The girl that called from Trinidad and Tobago, originally from Trinidad and Tobago, I really want to say very big thanks to most of the girls, about two girls that came with one other woman. Keep on sharing the flyers. They never ashamed. All die Biafra. One even about to go to war, but she never mind. She wants to go late, but to make sure that she stays till the end. Till we say a closing prayer. We have our Biafra fans. We have our those hardcore Biafra fans. Go to Bedford this evening in June 5. You will see a lot of them carrying big women with big nash. They don't care. You will see a lot of them carrying all these white girls that are being rejected by their so-called white men. You will see them splashing money here and there. They don't care. Go to President Sharma. They are there. Go to Utu. They are there. But they don't want to come out to evangelize. The only thing they do, my dear director, I recommend you. It's not easy because some of them are there gossiping, talking all manner of rubbish. No one wants to come out. Look at only to come for just maybe 2 or 3 hours or 4 hours of evangelism. None of them wants to come. But you have to volunteer yourself for this over 2009, if I'm not mistaken. Abandon whatever you are doing. Abandon whomever you are. It's called in London by now. Whomever that is married, whomever that claims to have a wife or a husband, should be very close to the wife or very close to the husband. That you abandon all those things, doing what? The good work of Biafra. That all these idiots, all these coaches are there swimming around, talking all manner of rubbish. Director, I commend you. You're a good man. God will bless you. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And God will also. Chukwa Abiyama will also bless you, because you are kind-hearted, very, very kind. This is Radio Biafra. Very soon we'll go back to our evangelism and those that did not turn up. They claim they are Biafrans and hardcore. Who told you that? Ekwensu Junior Naruoro, Ofolele Moon.
Good evening.
Yes, good evening, my dad brother. Your name and where you are, please.
Ekechukwu Tadeus from Nekedowere.
You are one of us. Please go ahead.
God bless you, Director.
My people called me this evening that they can't be able to receive radio telephone from my village, Umudike. We went last night.
They cannot receive it, they said?
They said they can't receive it again. So I don't know why. They have been calling me that I've been trying, that the station is no more in my area.
It should be in your area because I need confirmation from all the... What happened was we changed the station. We moved it from where it was before, which is a very high ground, to another place because of cost issues. Anybody who knows, you will know that to build that thing is terribly, terribly expensive. So we moved it, and because we moved it, the alignment changed. But they shouldn't worry. We are working to have one very, very close to where they are. So very, very soon, they will also be reconnected. You know that we are not, you know, how can I put it? Our post is not limitless. If we had limitless amount of money, we can make miracles happen, but we don't. Because of that, we are having to manage and to make sure that we act or spend within our budget. That is the problem. We don't, the type that the people are asking for, there is something that if we do it, it goes everywhere in one instant hit. But it's too expensive, so we are having to slowly propagate. Please do tell them, beg them for us. If they can listen via satellite, that would be absolutely fine. But for now, we know we are working very, very hard. And before the end of next week, around Thursday, Friday, once we finish the Benin to Onitsha axis, we'll then be able to return to rectify that very little problem, please.
Okay. The issue, I have to go and mount the dish there on Monday morning.
Okay, if you mount the dish and they can all congregate the way they came out yesterday, they can all come out and then be able to listen to it. That will also be very, very fine. But we are working very tirelessly to ensure, people don't know how hard we work here, you see, to ensure that that axis is returned again. I know all the way from Umbano to, I don't know if we can make it into Ozobolo, that they are listening. We know that for sure. So we need to ensure that the propagation gets to Newi and also to Mbise. But we know that, Mbise and some parts of Umbano are not getting it. We know that for sure because of this change in signaling direction that we did. But we are looking to rectify that next week, please.
Thank you. God bless you, Director.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have a caller on Skype? Are you there? No, they are not there. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. The time now is approximately 10 minutes to 10 p.m. here in the blessed land of Biafra. Wherever you are, this is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct and our lines are open. If you call us, we will be able to take your call because that is what we are here to do, to project your voice to the rest of humanity. After all, this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. You fund it and you pay for it. And for that very reason, if you call Radio Biafra, the whole world will be able to hear your voice. Once again, wherever you are, we are live. We are direct. We do apologize to the people of Mbano. That was a slight tweaking in the direction of our antenna, which means that that very area, it kind of fell into a bad patch, so to speak. But we are working to try and fix that very problem. There are limitations everywhere. Everything involves a greater degree of funding, and we are trying to do the best we can to keep an army and be able to feed them, to have all the officers of Biafra running around, to make sure that they are well-resourced in terms of them going out to carry out their duties, and then to also ensure that we bring you Radio Biafra both online and on satellite. Nobody can do what we are able to do. When I say we, I mean all of us together, the indigenous people of Biafra. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? I doubt if they can hear me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they can't. This is Radio Biafra. Our Skype line is also open, both actually, Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. Sometimes we are subject to fluctuation in terms of the reception, in terms of the signaling strength coming from the telecommunication company, or should I say lack of it in this very instance. So if you're trying us on Skype and you can't get through, you just have to keep trying. Once the line improves, you will be able to join us. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, I must give you the number with which to call us. And I must also give the number of my secretary, of Obioma Ebere, should anybody wish to contact him, because sometimes that is the best way to do it. because we have to be slightly more circumspect with the type of information that we issue live on air. The number to call, no, I can't get Obioma's number. Instead, let me go to the line and take this very call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening, my director. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Good evening, my dear brother. Please confirm your name for us, for those of us listening.
Hello, thank you. Thank you for taking my call, director. My name is Oscar and I'm calling from London.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to speak about two things. First of which is the amount of work you do, director, is just phenomenal. And I wanted to find out, how do you relax? How do you de-stress?
I de-stress by thinking of how to kill the enemies of Biafra.
Okay.
That's all I do. All I do is to think about Biafra morning, noon, and night. How to win this very war is all that preoccupies me. I want to defeat the Nigerian army in a field of battle, and we are going to do so. That is all that occupies me. Unless Biafra comes, there will be no rest for me. There will be no rest until Biafra comes.
Okay. I was just going to make a suggestion, because I don't know how it is, how exactly it is over there. All I know is that it is very, very hostile where you are in terms of whether you can, like over here in the UK, as you understand very well, you can go to a Pilates class or yoga or things like that. Or you can pound the pavement to go for a run, as people do here. But it's not, and I can't imagine that being very visible down there. If you don't mind, when you come back to the UK, director, I would actually like to take out a kind of a health club membership with you, if you don't mind.
I don't mind. You're very, very kind, my dear brother. You're exceptionally kind. I will take it up, but I wouldn't know what to do there, to be honest. The thing is that I went to my doctor once. My doctor said I don't sleep. I said no, but I go to sleep at night. He said no, you don't sleep, because I had this very I had a medical condition about thinking too much and sleeping. He said, why are you worrying out? And I said, it's only about Biafra. And there was a therapy that he did one day and put some things in my brain. And he said, even when you are sleeping, you are dreaming. Therefore, your brain is working round the clock. And that is it. And I've been that way. I've been very healthy. So I never thought it's a problem. But sometimes it's good to wind down. And if going on a treadmill will bring that about, then it's something I'll look forward to. Brother Sam, thank you very much. Your gesture is one that I accept wholeheartedly. You are very, very kind.
Okay. So how do we then connect when you come back so that I can go ahead and sort that out?
Uche Mefo is there. Uche Mefo is my deputy. He's in London. If you reach Uche Mefo, you've reached me. My secretary is in Sweden, Obioma Ebere. If you reach Obioma Ebere, you have also reached me. Uche Mefo or Obioma Ebere, any of them will suffice for now. Once you get hold of them, you've gotten hold of me, my dear brother.
I'll be in touch with Uche Mefo.
Please.
And then finally, director, I wanted to remind my friends and everyone out there listening tonight about what Muhammadu Buhari said back in 2001. Okay, because you mentioned him during the news presentation a short while ago.
He's a very crafty man. So he's an evil man. Go ahead.
People need to... Yeah, okay, thank you, director. People need to understand this. In August 2001, while addressing a seminar of denied by the Supreme Council of Sharia in Nigeria, Muhammadu Buhari said, and I quote, "Sharia should be introduced in full across Nigeria. I will continue to show openly and inside me the total commitment to the Sharia movement that is sweeping all over Nigeria." God willing, we will not stop the agitation for the total implementation of Sharia in the country. It is a legal responsibility which God has given us within the context of one Nigeria to continue to uphold the practice of Sharia wholeheartedly and to educate non-Muslims that they do not have anything to fear. What remains for Muslims in Nigeria is for them to redouble their efforts in order to educate Muslims on the need to promote the full implementation of Sharia law. End of quote. Now, this puts a lot of fear in me. If this does not frighten you out there listening as a Biafran, I don't know what would. That's all I wanted to say tonight, and thank you, Director, for taking my call.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you for calling. I accept that sometimes people read from Africa, but they just don't imbibe what they have read. That is what concerns me. Let me go and take this very call as well. I have another caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
I'm calling from UK, Director, Commander. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother.
I'm calling in regard to the evangelism. I couldn't make it because, you know, I worked at night, so I forgot to set the alarm. I couldn't. So our people should, you know, they should get put off because there's people like me. I'm meant to be there, but I forgot completely to set the alarm. And secondly,
your name,
I want
please.
You to...
Your name. You didn't give us your name, please.
Okay, sorry. Ike Chukwumbata from Nimo.
Thank
I never
you.
Hide who I am. So I'm not sure you know who I am, innit?
Of course.
Secondly, you see the same way you declare what, you know, to America, when you're talking about America's eating massive hamburger and all that crap. I want you to declare what to UK. Because they make me sick. There's a lot of stupid black people. Forget the ones in Africa. Let's start from the ones here, man. Just last week, one of the politicians was talking about consecutive politician. He was late to a meeting. And this is the excuse he came up with. He was saying he couldn't make it because there were too many traffic because of the high number of immigrants in this country.
My goodness.
And as a black people, I don't know. Yeah, you know, these are the politicians that make laws and all that crap. And, you know, and you have our brothers walking around with fat white woman feeling good. I reckon it's about time you should, you know, declare serious war and let these stupid idiots, you know, let them know, you know, there's no point. You honestly need to, you know, help us out here. Because I know all of them, like the other brother that caught Aaron Run, a lot of them now, you know, it's cold, it's very cold. They are listening. After listening, they're just going to drink and cheap, probably buy one, get one bottle of Guinness. It's about time issue, you know, declare serious war. Because I believe, like I always say, I believe we in UK should be doing far more better than what we are doing. I honestly believe that. A lot of money should be coming out from UK. There's no point, you know, letting them off the carpet. I talked about this like about 3 months ago. As regard to the ones in, you know, in the Facebook, and you said to me, there's too many of them, we don't need many. Anyway, I'm still not convinced. It's about time you have to use your radio and talk to these people. There's too many stupid goddamn brothers in this country, I'm telling you. There's too many. And it makes me sick. So it's about time. We can't do that alone. The radio Biafra should help us out. It has to. And
yes.
That's all I have to say.
Thank you, my dear brother. And well said at that as well. Well said. We have to do all we can to help those that need the help. Those who want to perish in ignorance. We help them even perish further and faster. Radio Biafra is here to enlighten, to inform, to educate, to propagate this very gospel of the restoration of the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth. Those of them who are discerning enough, there are people who go back, you know, sometimes in the village, if you upset your grandma or your grandpa, you say, there are those who go back and they reflect on what they have heard. They allow themselves to be led in the spirit to do that which is right. But there are others who are just very, very daft. When I look at the boys who are in camp and their dedication, it gives me joy and it gives me hope. Because I know the fight is coming. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Director, good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you are?
I'm Adam Anthony by name. I'm calling from Benin Republic.
From Benin Republic. Please go ahead.
I'm from Ovokosuka in Enugu State, in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Director, thank you for what you are doing for us. Honestly speaking, Director, I don't know how to put it. In fact, you are Jesus of our time. Director, I pray that God Almighty, Chief Abiyam, will bless and guide you.
You see?
Director, repeat myself. In fact, people don't know what you are doing for us. And I personally know that with you, God will answer our prayer because the time has come. The hours has come. As far as Chukwu Adeyama is with us, Director, I know nothing will happen. I know we will conquer the devil.
Of course we will.
They will not do us anything. Mm-hmm. Director, let me tell you what you don't know now. People think that our armies are going to die in the battle. Director, the answer is no. Because we are fighting for our rights. Nobody will die. None of our blood will share. We will conquer them and we will come back safely. Nothing will happen to us. In Chukwu Adeyama's name. Director, I still want to ask you one more question, please.
Go ahead if you can.
Director, please, how can I join the army? Because I'm interested on that.
You come back home. You call us from your village when you arrive. And that is all you need to do. You'll be interviewed, of course. You'll be placed under a very special oath because the oath for the army is different. You'll be placed under oath and you'll be carted off to training. You go to training camp and train.
If I come back, where can I locate people?
You call this number. Once you come back, you call this same number you've called now, or you send a text message saying, "This is who I am. I rang on air and I am back. I want to join the army of Biafra." And that is
okay,
all.
Okay, sir.
And it will be done.
Thank you. I will do that, sir.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. They couldn't stay for a very long time. The lines are going off left, right, and center. Let me go to Germany to see who is there. It's +497. It's Germany. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening, Biafran's friends. Good evening, Biafran's friends of Biafran. My name is Nen Naya, and I'm from Achara, Ihechiowa, in Arujuku, but I reside in Germany. Director, I want to announce the final update for the month of November. December will announce next week. Because of these changes in accounts, I decided to give them some few days, So I will announce the one for December next week.
Okay.
But today I will announce the final one for November.
Hold on. Nenaya, can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
You said because of some changes. What are those changes? The world wants to hear about it. What are the changes?
I mean, because of the account we changed now, the IPOB account payment, it is in Germany now. Some people complain that, it's a bit difficult. So I say because of that, I'll give them some days.
Okay.
Otherwise, I would have announced the one for December today. But because of that, I say let me give them some days.
Please go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Before I go on to do that, I want the zonal coordinators in Germany, I hope they have checked their emails. It's only two people that did respond. I sent, according to from instruction on our national coordinator, Tony Zurumike, I sent out a copy of the oath of trust and confidence of the IPOB worldwide to all zonal coordinators. I sent it on the 9th. And please, this oath, all principal officers in your zone must take this oath. It's very, very important. And they must take it as soon as possible. No more delays, please. Check your emails. Only two people have responded. that's Chineke Mang, the coordinator for Stuttgart, and Longinus Amades, the zonal coordinator for Munich. The others, please check your emails and you see it, and then pass it around. It's very, very important because you all have taken the oath, including myself. I've taken the oath as well. Now, I go on to November. First of all, I will call out the countries that have paid. They are as follows: Australia, Austria, Greece, Czech Republic, Dubai, Hong Kong, Israel, Indonesia, Ireland, Japan, Morocco, Mozambique, Malaysia, Netherlands, Senegal, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, Taiwan, Turkey, United Kingdom, and United States of America. These countries have paid in full, including the zones. Now we go to the second group. In this group, they have paid, but not all the zones. So I can't put them, I can't add them to the first group. They are France. In France, they have three zones. Only one have paid. Le Havre, they paid. Nancy and Paris have not paid. Germany, there are 13 zones, 11 paid. Those that paid are as follows: Aachen, Bremen, Düsseldorf, Hamburg, Cologne, Kassel, Mannheim, München, Nuremberg, Osnabrück, and Stuttgart. They have paid. Frankfurt and Karlsruhe have not paid, but Frankfurt promised to pay this coming week. Hopefully, they will keep to their promise. Now, we go on to Italy. In Italy, those that have paid are Ancona, Padova, Ferrara, Napoli. Napoli have not paid, I'm sorry. Milano, Udine, Treviso, Verona, and Viterbo have paid. Now, Palermo have not paid. Napoli have not paid for neither October nor November. Torino have not paid for November. Now we'll go to India. India, the New Delhi have paid. Norway, they have four zones. Only Oslo have paid. Now, that's what I think I have for now. Now, you have countries that have not paid. There are not many, actually, but they have not paid. That's the most important thing. Belgium have not paid for October and November. Cambodia have not paid. Mexico have not paid for October and November. Pakistan have not paid for November. Qatar have not paid for October nor November. Russia have not paid for November. Thailand have not paid. Trinidad paid for October, but not for November. These are the list of countries that have paid and those that did not complete. And I want to remind people about our defense fund. Do not forget to pay your defense fund, because paying your monthly dues is something else. Defense fund is some another thing. Pay up before you travel out for Christmas, because I know some of you have already bought your ticket, but we need the money before you go. It's very important. And please, once again, the zonal coordinators in Germany, the oath of trust, a copy has been sent to your email. Go for it, check it, and then make sure that all principal officers, I mean all, secretary, treasurer, whatever, they must take the oath so that we know with whom we are working with. And I said, I've also taken the oath before some of you start yabbing. I've taken the oath myself. Director, that's all what I have for now for November. Next week, I will go on to call out for December. Thank you for giving me the time.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. The authority. You will know those of them who have been with us from the day one. Day one. She's the lady I was looking for. I'll never tire saying this story. She's the one who has been supporting Radio Biafra before any herself somebody called Kenny David and two or three other people. I cannot mention their names. I said from April 2012, this lady, you've just heard her voice now, she's been supporting us. Her contribution to Radio Biafra is what a country pays. April 2012 till December 2014. She will contribute on her own. She will go to her zone and also contribute. Some people are very, very strange. And she would not have come out if not that I literally smoked her out. She wouldn't have come out. Very kind woman. He was going mad. Because of the likes of you, Biafra will come. There is Chukwu Abiyama in heaven. And I pray and I say to him, Chukwu Abiyama, Makomwaka volunteer for volunteering themselves, these boys, with such humility and devotion. I have never seen such a thing before. Biafra will come. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Some of them couldn't hang around. They couldn't stay for long. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. There was a conversation that our dear brother sent to me to read. Chibike sent this thing to me to read. I'll read it after this very call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me, please?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother.
My name is Obiora. Obiora, I work from Enugu State.
Obiora, I work here from Enugu State. Please, thank you very much for calling and go ahead. The world is listening.
Director, I just want to use the opportunity to thank you for all the work you have been doing for us. And I pray that Chukwu Abiyama will give you what you demand in life in Jesus' name.
You say?
Director, there's one question I want to ask. It may look like a stupid question to me. Others may follow me, others may not understand.
Go ahead and ask. It
has been disturbing me for long.
Go ahead and ask.
Please, I want you to show some lightning about name Biafra. I want to know the meaning of Biafra. Please.
The meaning of the word Biafra, Bia in our language means come. Is that correct?
Yes.
And I come from a place called Afara, which means join. Come and join is the meaning of the word Biafra. Come and join is the meaning of the word. But okay. I must say this very clearly so people understand. We originated.
Thank you, Biafra.
Yes.
Thank you.
I don't know if I'm to go into the origin of it from the very place that it came from. It came from the upper northeastern region of Ethiopia. Because some people came down all the way from Egypt. They came down and others made a detour and came from Ethiopia. Very, very important we understand this. From the Afar region of Ethiopia. Because when the Portuguese discovered this connection, they named us Biafra. B-I-A-F-A-R. In Ethiopia is the Afar region, A-F-A-R. Do you know one thing that I find striking about this? Having conducted very in-depth research on this, is that we have one thing in common. The Afar region of Ethiopia and the Biafra you have today. I wouldn't say Afara people, but I'll just say Biafra in total. Is that we both have reverence for the Star of David. The Star of David that was excavated also in Anambra State was found in the Afar region. If you go to their flag, you will see the Star of David there, the six-pointed star. If you come to Biafra land, as I said to people before, archaeologically speaking, that was why the Star of David was in a coin in this very zoo in a largely or predominantly Muslim country. Or where Muslims had more influence. Go and check it, you will see. The Star of David was found at Uri following an archaeological dig. The same archaeological dig that led to the revelation that around Udi, we are pyramids, the same pyramids you have in Egypt, in Udi, in Biafra land. Here we just don't say things. They are well researched. There are those of us that go back to afferences and all of that, but it's a subject for another day. When it comes to Biafra, we know many things about our country. I can tell you that. Countries that enemies run away when we talk about Biafra. It's the Holy Land. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? We are Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. The whole world is listening. Please, the whole world is listening.
Yeah.
Oh, my God in heaven. My God in heaven. I wish the caller could please try and call us back, or we should try and call them back. I don't know what happened, and we will endeavor to call them back. If that is possible, we shall do so. It is not in our tradition or custom to call people back, but we are doing exactly that in the hope they will be able to pick up, because the line just went, and whatever they have to say, it is our duty to try and hear it, because this is Radio Biafra. The whole world is listening, humanity is listening, and everybody gets a chance here to speak his or her mind. That is why we are unique. That is why we are exceptional. Whoever you are, wherever you are, please, this is your platform. Avail yourself of it. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Go ahead.
Please, it has been at least more than 2 to 3 days now. I've not been receiving the signal at this time.
What are you listening with? Are you listening on CHK 97.6 or are you listening on satellite or online? How do you listen to Radio Biafra?
CHK 97.6.
Where is your village, please? Let us know if you are affected by
Okigwe in the state.
You're in Okigwe for 3 days now. You've not received it. We do. Maybe it is part of the same difficulty that we are having with what they call positioning. Because of the positioning of our antenna. The fact of the matter is that we mounted our station before, it was doing very well. Everybody was receiving it along that very axis. All of a sudden, somebody went there and said, this is Radio Biafra. If you annoy me, I will tell Nigerian police. And so we moved it from there and moved it somewhere else to make sure our equipment is safe. So that is why, as we moved it to the new place, it caught the signal to some areas where we are working on it. I can assure you, we are working on it, and very soon we will be able to restore reception in your area. Please do bear with us. We are working on it. Oh, here we are. People think it is easy. No, it is not. It's a very, very expensive business. If it is cheap, everybody will do it. But they can't now, because Chukwuebem is not with them, and can never be. This is Radio Biafra. Let us go to the line and see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, director, are you talking to me?
I am talking to you, please. Your name and where you are.
Good evening, director. My name is Chukwuemeka Nneji. I am from Okwala, Ezeama, in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Where are you? You're calling from Okwala, Ezeama right now?
No, director, right now I am in the capital of Zoo.
My goodness me. Not a good place to be in. Surrounded by animals. Surrounded by chimpanzees and monkeys. Two of which escaped from Jaws today. Please go ahead. We're all listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, director, I am the guy who called you sometime when you were in Ugwuocha and pleaded with you to visit my place.
Yes, I remember. I do. Very vividly. I do.
Director, you traveled past Owerenta today, director. That means you traveled past my junction. I don't know, director. I call to remind you again so that you make plans and try and visit my place, director.
Wonderful. I will do so. But I assure you, anytime you come home, I will visit. If you come home within this period, I will visit within that very period that you're home.
Okay.
So at least I will have somebody who will be able to host me.
Okay, director, I will definitely contact you as soon as I come home. Then one other thing I want to say, director.
Yes, go ahead.
There is what we do say in Igbo land, that's isi bite ebele, ebele bite mboro. Is an adage. I don't know if you understand it.
I do, of course. Yes. But of course I know.
Exactly, director. I want to, in a very special way, greet Barrister Imam Mezu, the very eminent barrister. Director, I was listening to the news when he was talking. In fact, I felt like jumping out from where I was seated. What he did in that very meeting today is something remarkable. Director, tell him that, in fact, I know he's listening to me. Barrister Ufu Langobu, I removed my cap for you, Director, Barrister. In fact, from now on, sir, anybody that, even if I am right inside Good Luck office, I will tell him I'm a Biafran.
Of course, very important.
Period.
Very important to do that.
Thank you, Director. God bless you. God bless everybody listening. God bless Biafrans. God bless the people in the camp. I hope to join them soon.
You will do so. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. They are formidable. They are young men, but they are incredible young men. I love abundance of, you know, mental strength, mental capacity to endure. That's what makes you a man. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. We are live to the whole world, and this is Radio Biafra.
Director, Nico, hailing from Biafra land, Asaba.
Asaba.
Hello.
Thank you very much.
Asaba,
go ahead.
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Please. Yeah,
go ahead.
Afamifuna Benaya.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Even to radio, this struggle, I've heard about it, but though I'm not being conversant with it. I don't know for how long will this be actualized.
No, it is just like asking somebody how long is a piece of string. It depends on our collective effort. I've said it before. If we manage to convince all the houses of assembly in Biafra land to collapse into one, that will be Biafra tomorrow morning. Nobody can stop it. If we agree to come back from Lagos, from Abuja, from Kano tomorrow morning, Nigeria will end the way we know it. If we agree and say that Theodorji will not go to work, Sullivan Chime will not go to work, Martin Elechi will not go to work, Obiano won't go to work, or Rocha Sokorocha, there will be Biafra. It depends on the level of action we are willing to take. The amount of risk, the higher the risk, the greater chances of Biafra coming. From what we are doing now, my timetable and my prediction is always the same. 2015 will be pivotal, depending on what we do. If our men are finely trained, if we support them and they are well trained, if our men and our boys come out on the street, there will be Biafra. As simple as that. It depends on how prepared you are.
Yeah, well, I'm very happy to hear that Biafra is trying to come back. We are very happy here in Asaba here, only that we are waiting for the time to actualize it. So we are congratulating you and at the same time praising you for your efforts, commending you for efforts you have been putting to see that Biafra comes back again so that we don't be Biafra of the mind. It will be a reality and the physical thing we can be seeing. So thank you. I wish for that. Maybe some other time I will still call.
Please do.
And somebody just gave me the information that we always broadcast.
Yes.
I said, let me try this night. And there I got the number. I said, let me try. But thank God, as I started getting you, I will be liaising with you and see exactly how things will be going through.
Of course.
Thank you very much. Yeah?
Thank you. And God bless you too. And we hope that by this time next week, Asaba will be covered on CHK 97.6 as well. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother.
My name is Ifeanyi Chukwurah. I am the coordinator of Manchester.
Yes, Ifeanyi Chukwurah of Manchester. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Director, I listened to the previous call that I rang from London. Talked about registering you in the gym and keeping you fit and healthy, because I mean we appreciate how busy you are. So As soon as you said that, it reminded me of what I was going to discuss with you, and I thought to speak to you about it and go forward really. I want to take responsibility for your nutrition in terms of your dietary supplements, and I'm taking care of all that because, like we said, we need you, because obviously you're a busy man, so we need you to stay in ship shape. So I'm going to be taking responsibility for that and ensuring that you get all the supplements supplied down to you in Biafra.
Thank you very much. You are very
as soon as possible.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much. As I said to our people, once you serve these people in truth and honesty, there is nothing they won't do for you. Nothing at all. And also my dear brother Joseph, who also managed to buy me a phone. I you know, sometimes people say they have led us down this path before and they left us. It's only a fool who will do that. Anything I want, I get. So why won't you serve the same people? I don't understand it. Anybody who does what we do, a freedom fighter, hardcore as we are, you're like a member of the house of Levi. You serve in the temple of God. And that's it. Why should you do anything else? We are here. Chukwuebiama is also God. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, director, I can hear you very well.
Please, your name and where you are.
Yeah, director, I'm from the Chukwuebiama, so I'm calling from Lagos, Amonimo State.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, director, this issue of Biafra, a lot of people are very, very much behind you. But there's something you should understand about Igbo people. Igbos don't like to move first when they see something happening. Igbos like to follow when they say that something is about to be realized. You see, like, I have so many people around me who have been listening to Radio Biafra with me. Now, everybody is ready. For next year, we are very, very much ready to live anywhere we are, down to east, to move for the struggle. We are not freedom fighters. What we are doing is restoration of Biafra.
That is correct.
Because Biafra has been there. It has been there. It's a restoration of it. When I would want to free to fight him, I don't have to fight to get what belongs to me. I have to move to collect it. Because just like you always say, the mentality of African man, when the world fighting comes in, it seems like a fight. And the rest of the world, the outer world, you see us fighting. No. What we are doing is restoration of our lost land. When we are once a nation, Biafra, almost been recognized by the United Nations, before we are being attacked by aliens. What we are doing now is a restoration. Everybody that is your friend that is listening to this, what we are doing is restoration of our land. We have to fight for it. If the Nigerian refuse to go, look at Czech, look at the Czech Republic. When these people refuse to give them their freedom, they fought for it, they got it. Today we have the Czech Republic. And Russia have accepted it. Look at Catalans. In Spain, refused to give them their independence. They moved them and they go on the referendum and they got what they want. The Spanish government refused and they told the French government, you cannot stop us. We have been there. What we are doing is restoration. And sand is going on Biafra. Let it start working in our minds as Biafrans. We are not trying to get something that has not been there. We want to restore our country back. We want to restore Biafra back. We want to be who we are supposed to be. This is 100 years. Nigeria is an expired country. It's just like asking somebody to eat a meat that is rotten and you are forcing that person to eat it. It will be a problem to swallow it. That's exactly what is happening in Nigeria. Just like the book, hello?
We are listening attentively. I seldom interrupt. Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, just like the book, Obasanjo wrote, it helped me to memorize back what he said before he left office, that he will be the last president to hand over office to the next president. And on the book he wrote, everything is clear on that book. That's why Jonathan has refused for that book to be published. That's why he's moving everything possible to make sure that book doesn't get on the hand of average Nigerian. Now, Director, there's one thing there in the mind of Nigeria, in the mind of African man, as you always say. Though my uncle was with him, he's a member of a force, a Nigerian force. The few days he came to stay with me, he listened to you, and I can't believe that every day he wants to hear you talk. But there's only one problem he has. He always say, why are you castigating Africans, castigating Negroes? I thought that when I started listening to you, this is what I said. But later on, I understood. Even yesterday that you are not online, he was disturbed. He left this morning.
And he's in the army.
He is a senior officer. I told him much. He said he wants to listen to you while he's in his place when he went to Abad. He said that he wants to listen to you. I told him he was going to village today, but I told him to try, but I think trying to get him on phone. I'm not getting him on phone. If he will get Biafra on the radio at the village. Now, there's something that you understand, Director. Fighting for the independence of Africa. Some South Africans who do not see beyond what their eye can see fought against Mandela. Some of them were against him. But today, they are the ones enjoying what this man fought for. Just like what Mangali of India, when he went to liberate his people. The British know that this man is a problem to them because he knows too much. He knows what freedom is. He knows what independence is. He knows what it is for you to be a free person. And they tried to do anything to silence him. And at the end, he got what he wanted. But there's something that happened, which whenever I remember it, I gave him a thumbs up. When he was speaking on the stage, somebody interrupted him, and the people were about to shut the person up, said no. I asked the person to speak up. And after the person has spoken, he asked the person question, if it is a British man that is standing here talking to you, will you ask that British man this question? And the man's answer was no. And I said, why are you not asking this question? The man said that it is because you are one of us. Now, why things are happening the way it's happening? Because it is we know ourselves. But the problem we have, some politicians in Nigeria think that Nigeria is their oil well, where they can get everything they want. Just like Chodo Oji, which you always mentioned, I never got interested on this man until I moved in to speak with people from Abba. They said that Abba is like a ghetto. You go everywhere in Abba, except on wire, that you can see a little light. And the way they spoke, they showed me pictures, everything. And this governor is collecting money, and people are very quiet. I remember Abba years back when we had been doing it. People don't mess up in Abba. People don't mess up in Onitsha. People don't mess up anywhere there's an Igbo person. And nobody will do but show you. We create a time, we sit down, we discuss, we say, this has to end. If a particular police station is a problem to the community, and that day we'll go there, we'll move in on that police station. Disarm everybody that is there, push them out of the police station, burn it down. And the government respects everybody. They listen to the people and they do what they're supposed to do. But what is happening to the lawlessness? The reason of this lawlessness is because people are too afraid. Dear friends, anybody that is listening, we are the same. You people, we don't understand what we are going through. There's something that the Dola Kunyere said, which I always respect her. She said that a wise man is the one that planted a tree and nurtured it for the generation to come to enjoy. and not the one that will plant a tree to enjoy. Now, if we can stand and continue from where our fathers stopped, where our elders stopped, because I won't say forefathers, because some of us saw the war, some of us were kids when the war were there, and some of us are still held in our, as I say, fight, we are under war. If we can finish what we started, the world will know that African man is strong, and the head of Africa is Biafra. Like, if you go outside Nigeria, if you go outside Africa, Western world, Asia, Europe, America, South America, and North America, what you are being asked where you come from, you say, Eastern Nigeria. There's a special attention they give to you, because they know that if they are thinking times two, you are thinking times 12. Our brain is moving faster. But the problem we have in Nigeria is that the government of this country is going backwards, not up. In a country where dollar was 7 years ago, dollar was 117, the same country with any development, the country dollar is now almost 200. The same country that fuel was 20 something naira 10 years ago, the same country we have seen almost 100 naira now. Why other countries are reducing money on their fuel? Because of the good oil price have come down. The country where I can remember 70s, late 70s, middle 70s, after the Civil War, when we are thinking, whenever I want to take light, and in 3 days to come, they will start announcing it 3 days before the day, and the light they will take will not last up to 1 hour or 30 minutes. They will be announcing it to you. They will take light. Then we will be preparing, once we come from school, we wash our clothes, iron it. They take the light 30 minutes or 1 hour is up. But now the same country, I am sitting, filling my generator every blessed day. Filling generator every day. Now, in Western world, I was with my friend's kid. I was speaking to them. They don't know what is fuel. They have not seen fuel. They have not seen fuel with their eye. They have not seen gas. And in Nigeria, a Nigerian kid of 5 years will tell you this police station, their fuel is green. This one, their own is red. This one, their own is blue. And they will tell you this one, their fuel will burn fast. This one, their own last. Is this what are we going to? Others, I think if Nigeria is standing one place, it will be a little bit better. But Nigeria is going backwards. Look at the train First of all, brought to Nigeria. A locomotive train that is abandoned abroad, which I know even a Colombia will not use that train. And he said that it is latest train. And I asked him, where is Turbojet? Turbojet that China is using. Now, you are bringing locomotive and tell this is latest, and they're calling a big price. And the Nigerian government is now going to buy a warplane from Russia, a plane that has not been tested, abandoned. Come on, well, going back once, is this it? Everything that the British left for Nigeria, instead of to maintain that one that is there to keep moving, they allow it to just damage. They don't care about it. And the Jonathan went to UK and said that Nigeria now have lights. By February next year, there will be no more light failure in Nigeria. For goodness sake, for 3 days I'm not seeing light in my house. I swear my gun every day. I give myself light. I can go 7 days not working in my house if I can give myself light. How come a government that is receiving money from tax, collecting money from crude oil, receiving from a lot of places? How come you cannot provide light? Ordinary something which other nations have abandoned 10 years ago. There's no country that is campaigning. No country that is campaigning now with light, because light is a forgotten issue. It is a most something that you don't need to talk about anymore. What they are, anyone that is contending in other countries are talking of security and health, and Nigeria is still talking about light and roads.
For goodness sakes, where are we going to? Nigeria, how much is Nigeria owing on the international world? That is first thing every Nigerian should think about. If you think that you have 1 billion in your account, for goodness sake, calculate that 1 billion by 2 or 3 years coming. That one is depreciating. But Nigerians don't know this mathematics. Like now, if you're taking 10,000 US in Nigeria, you're losing 240,000 naira automatically to federal government. You're not losing to anyone else, but to Jonathan, you're losing it. You're taking 20,000 US, you're losing 500,000 to Jonathan. How much are you making in a single container? Nigerians don't calculate this, and they say one Nigeria, one Nigeria. Next year, there's going to be an increment of fuel, but because of the crude oil come down, Jonathan now wrote my sense and said that because of the devaluation of Naira, they could not be able to bring down the oil price. For good, why are you telling this rubbish? Don't you make profit on crude oil for how many years? Director, if I talk so much, I will get angry with Nigeria. But if I have opportunity, believe me, if we can move in and make sure there will be no election in Eastern region, I know Biafrans can do that. There will be no election in Eastern region, just like the Northerners have declared. There will be no election in Northern region. Let Biafra declare their own. There will be no election in Eastern region. All the politicians to go and hire their own private security and get ready. There will be no election in Eastern region. Let's start from there. Let these people know that we are making points. We are not only talking. Thank you, Director. Good night.
My dear brother, I wish you can speak forever. I wish you can speak forever. That was breathtaking. That was captivating. That was refreshing to hear. That was very, very conclusive. The delivery was like a dynamite. I love it. I love people who make points, who are articulate, who marshal out those points in such a way that even the most hopelessly dumb person will be able to understand, especially some animals in the zoo. Do you know that people don't know what is happening here? What bothers me is, I keep saying this all the time, there is a knot missing in our brain. It needs fine-tuning. And here on Radio Biafra, we will fine-tune it, and it will be right, and our people will be able to reason in a particular way. What we are trying to accomplish, according to our brother, is to make people be very, very critical, but objectively so. To be responsible also. Our people to be able to discern, to know when to attack and to know when to retreat, to understand when to flog an issue and when to let an issue go. If we don't have those things, this place will be like a jungle. Therefore, getting the intellect of the people and molding it is very, very essential. It is key. That is why we are here, to enlighten, to bring light where there is darkness. If you take the issue of electricity, for instance, and also our dear brother that gave me the money to buy the solar panel, one of them, I said we need 4. We have finished it. Tomorrow I will take a picture and I will post it so that the world can see it. We have taken delivery of our first solar panel. Our relay stations will power them with solar. That's what we're doing. That goes to show the way we think. We don't think like all of these people, Iman and Dianakwa Wilbaro. No, of course not. And they can do Google. No, of course not. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello, Director.
Yes, please, turn your system down if you want to speak. Turn your system down.
Okay.
Turn it down, please. Turn it down.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. Your name, please, and where you are.
My name is Olendioma Eric. And I'm calling from Isulu in Orumba South.
In Orumba South. How are you listening to Radio Biafra? Are you using satellite or on FM?
I'm using satellite. I've not got it on FM.
You have not?
People would ask me how to get it on FM, but I could not help them because I've been trying the most I could, but I couldn't.
I don't know what is happening to our calibration, but we shall try and look at it again. so that Orumba South will be covered. The world is listening. Please turn your system down. It's interfering. Turn it down or you go away from the room because it is interfering with people listening all over the world, please. Oh, my goodness me, our dear brother. He is not listening. He's not getting what I'm saying. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
I have turned it down completely, director.
Please go ahead.
Okay, I just have about three questions to ask. Director, I've been, each time I watch Philip Emeagwali, who came from Anambra State, each time I watch him on YouTube, whenever he's lecturing, he always talk about Biafra in details. So I just want to ask, and including Chimamanda, the two of them always speak about Biafra specifically. I just want to ask if in any way you have made a contact with them, try to let them know what is going on so that they too can also listen to you.
I believe that the message that we preach is out there in the public domain. Chimamanda, when they wanted to make her film in London, the producing company wrote to me to try and help with some research and some materials, and I directed them. I didn't have those things, and I told them where to go to. I am a very big fan of hers. Her works are, very brilliant. She's a very wonderful writer.
Yes.
But what concerns me is this.
Yes.
In my life, I don't believe in theory. I'm a very practical person because I discovered that the difference between Europeans and Africans is that Europeans believe in to practicalize things. If you tell them, as I keep using this analogy all the time, if you tell them that H2O is water and you have hydrogen somewhere and you have oxygen somewhere, they'll mix it and drink water from it. They are very, very practical. The problem with Africa is that we theorize. There is this new wave of thinking. It is called Biafra in the mind. I don't know what that means in English. Biafra in the mind. In which case you talk about Biafra, you harbor Biafra in your mind. But making that extra step to practicalize that thing you've been dreaming about is zero. That is what I don't countenance. If the way we are doing things, or they want a change to it, or they want to amend it, they have my numbers, they can call me. If there is a way that they think that they can help support what we are doing, they are more than welcome to do so. I am not in direct contact with any of them. I admire their work. I respect them immensely. What they are doing is phenomenal. They have raised the profile of Biafra. I respect all of that. But we need to move beyond theory into action. And the only way that Biafra can come is through force.
Yes.
As simple as that.
Okay. Okay. Director, you know, when you started this program today, you highlighted a little much about Yoruba people, which some people called and gave their view. There was a time that I called. I gave some little information that it was Uchimefo that was anchoring the program that day about Yoruba people that I want to speak a little. You know, between the year of 2002-2003, do you know that Yoruba people in Lagos were killing the Igbo secretly? There was a man. Director, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Please go ahead.
Very good. Very good. There was a man. He's an engineer that came, traveled all the way from Enugu to Lagos in Agor. That time we were in Agor Palace. Do you know that this man, around midnight, they killed him and dumped him inside the canal at the back of where Agor Palace ended to close to Ikotun. It was in the morning that there was some little blood that was traced, you know, to discover where this man was dumped. Then during the time, the owner of the Century Hotel in Agor, during the time Obasanjo arrested him and Wazirike and the other Ghani, three of them were put in the prison. During the time Fashionu was a little ill. And pleaded, Obasanjo allowed him to go and take some medication and all that. Before he did that, Obasanjo sent some mobile policemen to go and investigate his hotel. When they went there, do you know what they found? They found current valid international passport with visa. people that were lodged there because they were underground there, where when you lodge, they kill you. But this information, you know, we are not released because it's a Yoruba man. And who are those lodging there? They are Biafrans. Way back 2003, 2002, 2004, Igbo people were being killed secretly by OPC people, especially in Ago, all those areas. So I, each time I hear most of our people talk about one Nigeria, I get crazy about it. You know, I honestly want to encourage you, if there is anything that can be done, if Alaba people and Aladipo people begin to listen to this radio Biafra, by the side, I can assure you that Biafra will come as soon as possible. Any day,
we will take the fight into the enemy territory. We will also install our relay station in Lagos as well. They will get it on FM in Lagos. We are, listen, they must understand that we have come. We have not come for anything else. We have come to give them the fight of their life. And Biafra will emerge. We are not begging anybody. We are not saying, please now, can you please give us Biafra? No. The same way we were before Lugard came. Before Frederick Lugard came, we were a free people. So I see no reason why we should not go back to being free once again. There was no Nigeria 100 years ago. That is a historical fact. How come there is now Nigeria because a white man created it? That is rubbish. It wasn't Africans who sat together to create Nigeria. It was a white man that did with a girlfriend. Therefore, I have every right under the sun, with or without United Nations or any other person for that matter, to go and get Biafra. We must show to the world. They will come again to try to threaten us. Remember, you died. 6 million of you were killed before. We will kill even more. We don't give a damn. If you come to this land, we will die with you. You will not die alone this time around. The world has moved on. This is not 1967, not 68, not 69, not 70. The world has gone so far ahead. Yes. Right now, nobody can stop us anymore from bringing to the attention of humanity what is happening. Now, Radio Biafra can be broadcast from anywhere. If they shut down this radio station, UCMFO within 5 minutes will be up and running in London. If they shut down London, in Houston, in USA, will be up and running. Therefore, and we are in outer space. Nobody, Jonathan cannot send any rocket to outer space to go and blow down the satellite. It's not possible. People must understand that here we are, before we do anything, the Editorial Board of Radio Biafra, the Directorate of State, we know what we are doing. People think no, it is not like that. There is the method to our madness. We know what we are doing. We are very, very structured and very, very methodical, and Biafra will come as a result of it, not just by virtue of what we are able to do, but by the grace of the Almighty Chukwu Abiama.
Yes. Barrister, I still want to...
I'm not a barrister, please. I wish I was.
Director.
Go ahead.
Do you know how much the Igbos, especially the Aladepos, are giving Fashola each month? They are giving him 250 million naira. They are also paying 10 million for sanitation. But last year, Fashola shut down the Aladepo because he wanted to take over the Aladepo and demolition, because the Igbos who do their business, they are bought everywhere. Fashola locked down the Aladepo market last year. You know, it was telling them that, you know, everywhere is dirty. They are not doing the maintenance. Which them, they are paying 10 million naira every month to Loma. Loma is an organization that cleans Lagos State. Now, when he locked down the Aladepo, it took like about 3 months or thereabouts. They have to, I don't know how Roger Sokrocha had it and flew to Lagos. Came and pleaded with Fashola. Fashola had to reopen the Aladepo. The Igbos in Aladepo market are paying Fashola 250 million.
Hey, we have lost him. Yes, go ahead. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening, sir.
You have taken the glory from Afam Ndukwe. That is the voice of our national in Italy, Michael Iranya. Afam, stay where you are. Please, Iranya, you may go ahead and speak. I've announced who you are and where you are. You've gone back to Italy, is that correct?
Yes, Director, now I'm in Italy.
Please go ahead.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity, Director, please.
I am talking about the announcement our sister Nenia did this night. Since I came back, I've been having some ear problem, but right now I'm getting better. There is some certain changes and some certain correction we have to make. On Palermo, they have paid, but they paid it wrongly. So we will rectify it on Monday. Palermo have paid their November dues. And our sister, please, and our European rep, we have said this thing several times. Not only this thing that happened, all along, the three zones that she always mentioned is not contributing anything in Italy before this thing happened. So we wanted to shut that zones down because we have never gained anything from them. Moreover, the Vicenza people and the Torino people. So calling them or mentioning those zones, I think the world we thought that Italy is not ready. We are solidly behind ROBL all over the world. Italy is completely solidly behind our director, chief of command, Nnamdi Kanu. We are, Italy is solidly behind you. So by calling all these zones, all these dead zones, the world we thought that Italy is lacking. Please, I want you to correct these mistakes, though I will call our able rep to take note. Then later I will give you the correct list of Italy that is alive to follow you anywhere you are going. Please, I want to ask the world again to pardon us for some certain delay, even to call. Italy is solidly behind the world, the Biafrans all over the world. We are not shaking because we know the truth. The country in which we are, here in Italy, all of us know how it is. We want to go home. We absolutely want to go home. So there's nothing every Italians, every Biafrans in Italy can never say that he or she is gaining here in Italy. Those that are gaining are those that are frustrated. They can eat anywhere they see. But the reasonable ones want to go back to their country. Please, Director, this is my short announcement. We are solidly behind the world and behind you all over you are going. Thank you, and God bless the whole Biafrans all over Italy. And all the coordinators, the zonal coordinators in Italy, please, I ask you people to work more hard. Those that have never paid their December dues, please, try as much as you can, because you know now, and you have heard it, that our sister will announce your name.
Immediately. She doesn't waste time. Nana doesn't waste time at all.
So that you will not complain that they call your name on air. And as well, Director, we make a lot of changes here, which I have never announced or anybody have never announced. In Udine, we have changed our coordinator there. The coordinator is no longer our coordinator in Udine. In Padova, we changed our coordinator here in Padova. So all these names and all these people, we will submit the names to replace the old ones in our European Forum and other places they're supposed to be. If there's any other thing, Director, I will still make a very big announcement because we still have to check and balance some certain things, and we'll give you updates and give the world updates how Italy is moving forward. Thank you all over. Thank you, Biafrans, all over the world.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Mike is one of us. I did program with him in Lagos, for those who knows that. And he has been very, very strong and very resolute. I like men who are honorable men. You know that Chukwuma Abiam before now has been testing us to see how serious we are. Do you know what is Biafra? It is a spirit. And I also thank our brother. I don't know who to start thanking first, but I must also thank Yashurun Obai Agemang. I think he's in America somewhere. Where is he? He's in Pennsylvania. He's in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, for helping me make my point this evening, which was reposted by Hilary Oji. Is it Mokede? I don't know who on Radio Biafra reposted it. I don't know. Somebody on Radio Biafra reposted it, and I am very grateful for that. It is the shield of David that was found in Igbo land. Because anything we say here is gospel. It is the shield that was found in Igbo land bearing the inscription of the Star of David. What I also want to do is to add to that. I want to go and bring the flag. If anybody is listening, Obuji Anyim Mokede, Emeka Mokede, I want you to go and get the flag of the people of the Afar region of Ethiopia and add it so that the jigsaw puzzle can be complete. That is the way I debate. That is the way we lecture. Ana Agwonere. Biafra is not a concocted name. It came all the way from heaven. Chukwu Abiama gave it to his children. And with this sign shall accompany them to tell them where they come from. People think we are here to play. We are students of history. One day at school, you spend six solid years chatting and yapping rubbish and being on strike. I have somebody who is on the line, please. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Is that a good job? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
Please go ahead.
This is a good job from Russia, National Coordinator of Russia.
The National Coordinator of Russia, please go ahead. The world is listening.
I'm calling because of the issue of the monthly payment. We are not yet paid for November, and December is coming up. Why? Because of the sanction the West gave Russia, the sanction bring everybody down over here. But I promise that after our meeting of December, we are going to pay the 2 months due. Then we have some changes in our positions in Russia, especially in Moscow zonal coordinator.
Yes.
Our former zonal coordinator is a lawyer, is Barrister Ike Chukwu. So because of the work of the station of our of Biafra here in Russia,
yes,
we changed the position for him to lead our lawyer's team. So we changed our coordinator for Russia to another person from Delta State. He Mr. Ushemov is our national coordinator, our zonal coordinator for Moscow.
Yes.
So from Delta State to show people that Biafra is not only Anambra, Imo, Enugu, and the other state. Delta State is very strong over here for this Biafra issue.
Yes.
The next thing we are talking is that for the program we are talking today, everybody, we need to join together and work hard to build what we started, home and abroad. We are not supposed to be a role model for people at home, because now people at home is listening to radio. We will know how we talk now. When we call, we united ourselves. So, Director, we are very grateful for your work, and Russia supported you very soon, very hard. We are with you. And I will have a private talk with you later, maybe tomorrow.
No problem.
I will call you. We discuss something important.
No problem.
Coming from our side.
I trust you. No problem at all. Thank you very much.
So thank you very much, Director.
Keep your word, as you said, and Chukwu Abiama will bless you. I thank each and every one of you for having listened today. This is Radio Biafra. It's been very, very exciting, very, very effervescent, very, very lively, because Chukwu Abiama is with us. And because of that, Biafra will come. I am going to repost, of course, on my wall precisely what is being said about this symbol of the Star of David. What was he doing in Igbo land? What was the Star of David doing in Igbo land? It is to remind you of as to where you come from. After all, the word Igbo is not Igbo, is Hebo. Corruption of the word Hebrew. For those who do not know, if you are tearing out your hair, if you have any left, then also remember that your boys are circumcised on the eighth day. Exactly what happens in Hebrew. Exactly. And before you complain any further, please, I tell you this. Remember, you also wash your hands before you eat. And before you complain any further, I ask you to go and read Leviticus and tell me if there is anything in Igbo practice you cannot find there. Very, very simple. You see, going to school is not just to go and acquire a certificate. You must also allow knowledge and intellect to flow through you. There is only one place in the entire Africa where a woman is allowed to go and marry another woman to have children for the husband. That is in Biafra land. Nowhere else. The same thing that happens in Hebrew. Before people debate us, they must go and study very, very well. Because you will not last for 5 minutes. You can't last too long. You cannot. As I said, I'm waiting for Wole Soyinka. Only 2 questions and he will unravel. An appear certificate of professorship. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you for listening. And we hope you join us again in the morning also. We come to you morning and evening today. There's been an addition. People can listen to us via many ways. Radio Biafra message is going right around the world. And nobody can debate. Nobody can argue. Nobody can question it. Even if military officers are listening. They are very happy. If they don't hear our voice, I said Nigerian military officers, they start panicking. Because everybody loves the truth. They know we speak the truth here. That is why they all congregate. If you call Jonathan now, you will not get him. He is listening to Radio Biafra. If you like, you can try and see for yourself. The whole world listens to us because we are exceptionally formidable. We are exceptionally formidable because we speak the truth always, without fail, without fear, without hesitation. That is why to us, Biafra will always remain our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we will continue to worship, because only Chukwu Abiama can be God. And this same Chukwu Abiama will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more critically, more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. You will join me again tomorrow evening. But for now, from here, in the bosom of Biafra land, it is simply good evening.
We shall always remember.